It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora.
Media laptop.
Power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause the church is never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Learn the fault line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that mean you take a loss and you straighten it away. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it say. Gabe en el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios,
when are you going to get the monitors
up? Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelita, oye como explica Israel,
Cristo
para la vida, nunca se divida, tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah, tune in, it's the power hour,
oh, I'm back on my
balcony,
by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Feel every hour. Tune in to your history. You know it ain't no mystery. Pop hour. Feel every hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
Yeah.
Suavemente.
That's right.
Hey,
right. Exactly right.
Right.
I'm Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Ishaya.
Officer Ruvain.
Officer Tobias.
Let's go.
What's happening?
What he do, man?
Okay, what was that?
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Back in the building. Yeah, Ruda, Brew made it.
Don't do it. We back in the booth. All praise to the Most High.
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah, we're back.
You were in the South.
Well,
you in the, how's the South, bro?
The South was actually pretty nice.
Yes?
A lot of hospitality. Shout out to IUIC New Orleans.
Okay.
For the hospitality.
All praises.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Asher took his spot for one time, for one day. You know, we were going in on the
I know. What happened? How come Ash is not here? The fun and games is over? He was all...
Very good question, Officer Asher. What
do
you
think?
Man?
It was always going to be about hanging out and stuff?
Damn, oh!
Man. Is that what he thought?
We got to the work. We about getting ish done in Arizona.
That's right.
Man, I got my whole screen thing jacked up. I did this wrong. Okay, there we go. I got to fix my configuration.
Yo, that looks like your setup, bro?
Yeah,
I'm a little jealous.
That's the mobile command center.
If you were able to move over more, I'd do my other screen. But
you know, we praying and fasting for a new school. Lord's will, brothers and sisters, keep us in prayer because we need.
Hey, while we getting set up, hey, go ahead and drop in the comments where you from.
We need it. We need a new school.
Oh, he said I'm working. He's working.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Come
okay.
on, man.
All right.
Okay. You get a pass, Dan, bro. You get a pass.
Come on, man.
Hey, I thought you were going to be here because I wanted to show something today, and I needed your consent, and it wasn't about you. I wanted to know if you wanted to get revenge tonight.
Oh.
Damn it. Let the railing begin.
I wanted to know if you wanted me to post. I mean, you're in the group. You could probably see what was posted. I don't want to give it away.
I don't think he's on the Power Hour, is he?
I think he was posted into the Power Hour.
Officer Asher, are you on the Power Hour, sir? If so... Let us know. Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
You know, I think, is the theme song on the Northern Kingdom album?
Yes, it is.
It is,
it is on the Northern Kingdom album. The
La Undecima
hour.
Hora.
La Undecima Hora.
La what? Say
that
again.
Undecima Hora.
You can grab it off Spotify even.
Yes, it is.
All right. La Undecima Hora.
Hey,
we have the Northern Kingdom album.
Is, go get it from Original Royalty.
Yeah.
That part.
Your mic is a little low, but we heard you a little bit. Yeah.
I got to talk to Officer Eliab. I know they've been working on more albums. Just a lot of work going on. So,
Where they from, Officer Ishaya?
We got Bahamas in New York in the building.
Man.
Brooklyn in the house.
Brooklyn in the house.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Okay.
Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
All praises. Ciudad, Mexico City, Ciudad de Mexico.
Okay.
New Orleans.
Mexico City.
Oh, yeah. We got sister. We got sister, sister.
We got what'd you say?
We got roommate. Yeah, Officer Ruane.
We got Princess. Oh, Princess Court always joining us from Philly.
We got
Philly.
Sister, sister, Ruane.
From Philly.
Oh, yeah? Philly, in the house.
Who's sister, sister?
Sister, sister, bro.
Wait, what's happening?
Mississippi in the building.
Wait a minute. I got you. I'm going to post up sister, sister.
What? Wow. What is happening right now?
Preview before, right? Denver in the building.
Oh,
Nashville, Tennessee. Shalom, Most High Christ. Blessed brothers and sisters. Good to be with y'all tonight.
What's Mobile. The fit for the night?
Yo, I don't got a cent. Hey.
I'm on Sandalwood bourbon.
Sandalwood bourbon.
Sandalwood bourbon.
I am
respectable.
I am finishing up my first box. You know, the first box that was put out.
Uh-huh.
I'm proud, bro, because I've been consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually finished it. Aaron's, what's it called?
Aaron's Precious Ointment.
Aaron's Precious.
One of the original.
And Solomon.
Yeah, we still got some of that original,
too.
Bro, I feel proud because I've been consistent with it. At night, in the morning, and I'm about to be done with it.
Okay, I'll praise it. What
yeah,
you got?
Bro.
Oh, I can put the armrest down.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Okay.
Chicago.
Rose Sandalwood.
Rose Sandalwood?
Rose Sandalwood.
I got to mess with that, man. I ain't got no space.
Yeah. It's nice.
I got no space. I got my little display, and
mm-hmm.
I ain't got no space.
Mm. You do got a lot, though. Like, there was like eight or nine of them.
I think I got a little less than half the line. I think I got like 11 or 12.
Hold on.
Got to know
what you like. Is that Uruguay or you think Asher Matthias? Is that Uruguay? You tuning in from Uruguay? Is that what I think I'm reading?
Wait a minute.
Uruguay?
Captain Zeph is checking in.
Oh.
Capitan Falta.
Hey.
Shalom, Cap.
The mighty Captain Zeph.
Why are we doing this?
Well, I know she ain't tuning in for me.
No.
Damn it.
I know she ain't tuning in for us.
Right.
L right here, she ain't tuning in for the L shape right here.
Hey, New Orleans give mad love to the Power Hour Plus. Believe
yes?
That. Yes.
All praises.
All praises.
Hey, shout out to Captain Shim.
Yes, sir.
On... Precept upon precept.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jamaica in the building. All praise.
But wait, who was from Uruguay?
Matthias. Matthias, it says, I'm sorry. Asher Matthias Israel.
Whoa. Okay.
From Uruguay.
I didn't know we had anybody there. We trying to set something up.
Damn.
There it is.
We trying Canada. To set something up. If you're not in touch with somebody, Asher Matthias, reach out. DM us your info. We're trying to break some ground.
Yes.
Trying to break some ground
Bahamas.
In these countries.
Hey, D, notice what we were just talking about, how more people on the East Coast are tuned in. And it's later over there.
Yeah.
Do we have any West Coast people in the chat right now?
West Coast, where y'all at? Hey, you know what? This is a lot of South. San Bernardino. There
okay.
we do.
All right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
we got one. I missed
okay.
that one. Phoenix.
Hey,
no,
never mind. Hamul Ferez said the MBD got him with the Malafaya mustache.
Oh, my God.
He got the beard connecting. Oh,
man.
Damn. Okay.
All praises.
I love it when a good plan
California, NorCal, San Antonio.
Yeah, Asher Matthias, man, send us your info if you in Uruguay, bro. We're trying to hit every country in South America within the next 2 years,
uh-oh.
At least once.
Let's
and then we
go.
Got to revisit. So,
mm-hmm.
Las
know.
Vegas in the building.
Damn, that's what's up. Okay, all right. All praises to the Most High. All praises.
Hey, make sure y'all like as well. All the followers and
I always got one of y'all, one of y'all, and then it's a different one now. Normally it's the left ear. Now he got this one on.
Cause he in the booth.
This is the normal.
Deke low key saying you lukewarm. Like,
no,
you not,
but usually you have
you
like
cold.
This.
Looking like Frank.
Put up, look at this. Look at the chain.
I told
nice.
You, y'all got to do the side by side. You know what? We still don't got the little thing with the tribe.
Yeah. Oh.
Did we at least get a sound bite?
Yes, we did.
Did we get a proper sound
put up
bite?
Put up Frank.
Damn it.
There it is.
Yeah.
See, we need the side by side, though, with him and his chain and everything.
Damn.
There's he. That's
don't look at me.
That's the. How old are you now, Tobias?
What, 33?
That's you in about 15 more years when the hairline start receding.
Damn, with the taco meat.
Damn, the taco meat.
Damn.
Not the taco meat.
With the chalupa. The chalupa chest.
Damn it.
Look, Asher already trying to change stuff. He's not even here. We need a new intro. Go back to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, look, here we do. Hey, I will say it. We do because Raphael, my boy Raphael, you know, it's been a long time.
You know, Princess Core, I don't know that I want to mess with sisters. Y'all, I'm sorry. Maybe, and I'm going to say y'all, and if it's not you, all praises. But the sisters as customers are the worst.
Bring it out.
Bring it out.
Listen, I'll be clear. Damn. It is not all of them. It is not all of them. But, like, the majority of the customer service issues we have is the sisters. Mm. And I don't mean that we mess up. We mess up, we're going to hook you up.
Right.
There's always some random... Somebody didn't read, didn't enter something right. And then they the most aggressive.
Is it ratchet?
My main customer service rep, she's like the sweetest, quietest sister.
Right.
She's extremely professional in her speech and how she responded to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they just so nasty.
These are people in Israel.
This is people in Israel.
Mm. Wow.
Damn, so nasty.
Sisters, get it together.
Like, not for no reason.
Are they ratchet, though?
They be typing some ratchet stuff, bro. They be typing some ratchet. You know what it is, man? I just think they so used to. Wow, what a difference.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I think what it is.
They just be so used to, like, when they out in the street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey, that's like this one couple we had here that I didn't want to go out with them to eat or the brother because they always made a stink to try to get the bill comp and free food.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
I heard.
Bro,
I heard it.
Who you talking about?
The matter was established in front of two or three witnesses on two separate occasions.
Regularly.
On two separate occasions.
Damn.
So I don't know. I don't know why. So back to your thing, Princess Court. We are going to do so. I'm actually going to do some nice stuff for the sisters coming up. Like, we're going to get you some core product and all of that. I just need to beef up the customer service team. Like, maybe I got to put men on the customer service team to deal with you sisters.
Right.
Because y'all are so – or maybe I got to let my main rep, like, kind of
– What have you
put? Like, get a little
right. –
I got to tell her, stop being so nice.
How about you get some – no, I'm not even going to say it. I don't want to offend the sisters.
No, I'm telling you, they're the worst, bro. The brothers, if there is an issue, that is very professional, the exchange, and, you know, it's all right. No, there was one brother that was crazy, and he kept disrespecting my team, so I banned him. Mm-hmm. Every time he pays an order, we refund him.
Yeah. Damn.
Straight down.
Damn.
No, I'm not playing like that.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Damn.
Come on.
On GP.
You're going to learn.
Yo, that's
on Larry Hoover.
He think he like in Esau's, you know, doing –
He don't do Esau like that.
What it do, y'all?
Yeah.
What it
do? Man, all I know is that I took two scoops of pre-workout this morning, and it just had me weird all day today. And I don't mean jittery. Like, not jittery, just...
Pumped?
Not even pumped, bro. Like...
You feel right?
Like, hyper-focused.
Oh,
snap.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
yes!
Nah, man, I didn't really have anywhere to direct it.
Oh, snap. That's
for the time to direct it where I wanted to direct it.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
Hard to please. Let me not even get on this. Well, we're going to get on the sisters later.
Yes.
So it's interesting that came up. Mm. That's going to be the second half of the show. It's going to be the second half.
What's that song that is Ladies Night?
Oh,
hey, put it on.
Look,
this brother.
Hey.
Hey.
Go free. Look at free.
Okay, stop.
Why you do me like that?
You started.
So, like, without the music, it looks hilarious on the screen because we got the delay, so it just looks like he's doing this.
Damn it.
Oh, snap. That's me and Frank. That's Papito and
That's
Papito
and
Frank.
No, in the middle one.
In the middle.
That's Papito's haircut.
Yeah, right there.
That's Ashaya and Frank.
And then put up the song.
That's Ashaya and Frank. Getting it into that song at the club.
Put it up.
Put the picture. You gotta put the picture.
Hey, that's him saying like, hey.
That's Ashaya and Frank.
Man.
You're immortalized.
Oh,
snap. Just own it.
Save that. Hey. Save that image.
Yeah.
Save that image.
Hey, I'll let you know right now, we will not be on next week, all right? We will not be on next week, all right?
Yes.
So we're going to get it in tonight. We're going to do the six-hour edition.
Oh, yes, let's get it.
Power
plus
hour plus six.
It's going down, y'all.
Nah, I'm all right.
He just came back. And
I'm hyper-focused.
Thinking. Well,
all praises. I appreciate the positive shout-outs to OR.
Right.
I know some of the brothers, one of the officers, I can't remember which camp, he reached out on like the sanctuary leaders and he was like, yo, I just want to let you know the sisters haven't been able to stop talking about how much they love the Passover dresses this year and everything like that. And, you know, I told him it's nice to hear the positive stuff. And he reminded me, and it's true, the ones that are negative are going to speak and scream the loudest, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just the way it is. But some of y'all that have had those good experiences and you know what's up, you know, it's good if y'all kind of bring that out, you know?
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Yeah. But,
what it do, man?
I'm debating if I want to put your thing up. Actually, no.
Oh.
Remember what I said I want to open with? No. It was something else I said I want to do as a brief recap. The article about the avocado oil.
Oh!
Can you put that up?
Where is that at?
The article about the avocado
y'all ain't right,
oil.
Bro. Y'all ain't right.
Bro, he says we not right, but that was an order, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey, you! You were getting Matthew 18, bro.
It was an order.
You know what?
Bro, you're going to make me put it up. Because,
no, you know what? I'm 17.
Because you didn't think anything was right or wrong when you put Asher up with the freaking transvestites.
Damn.
It's true.
Damn.
Like,
so you thought you could be
touched. I ain't never said that.
Cloud, have mercy.
I never said that.
That is a Levi piece that the office has. So he has the Levi piece. He only eats Mexican food.
Uh-huh.
Except when he's detoxing.
Right.
And he thinks all Northern Kingdom does tacos.
And he thinks all Northern Kingdom does tacos.
You're right.
And he's from the tribe of Judah.
Exactly.
12 tribes.
Bro, this sounds like a double-minded mind being unstable in all his ways.
Look, I just said that earlier. I told you, see, there's a spirit in them headphones that you got.
What
happened?
You don't like that? What you mean?
Hey, it ain't up to me. I'm just saying.
I can hear better. I feel more plugged in.
Get some help.
We usually do this.
Oh, that's just Tabitha said. Oh, yeah. Praise she didn't order a small.
It looks like it's on
You weren't here when I was talking about it. I was saying after the announcements, I said a lot of sisters didn't measure. Every year, this is like the sixth year that we're doing garments in OR. And every year, sisters don't measure.
Mm-hmm.
They just be like, I think I'm this.
Oh,
I put up dimensions, a size chart.
Yeah.
Hey, and let me be real. All right.
Here it comes.
Some of you sisters, when you do measure, you're only measuring the chest and you're not measuring the hips.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And your hips got to be modest too. So you might want to go up a size.
Right.
All right.
Right. Bring it out.
Might want to go up a size.
Yo, sister said, and he also hates jalapenos.
Bro, you burned her off of that one, bro.
The jalapenos.
You burned her. You burned her off of that.
Damn.
I love jalapenos. I can't OD on spice. Like I gotta see how my stomach's feeling.
Mm-hmm. I'm open to it.
Nah.
But I'm not gonna be the one to just
don't backpedal.
I'm not gonna be the one to just be like, let me get some jalapenos.
I'm a grill.
Passover
for you.
Does start on the 8th that even, correct?
I'm a grill. Correct.
Hey, so I just wanted to bring this out again. You know, and I'm not going to drag it out. There were comments. People still, like, not getting it. Like, what was it? Oh, somebody put in the comments from the nutrition show, Steve Jobs ate pork and then got cancer.
Oh, yes.
So?
Yeah.
What is
like,
that?
What does one have to do with
the
other? The
scripture still doesn't say that's why you shouldn't eat pork.
Right.
Facts.
It says because I said so.
It says because it's unclean to you,
yeah.
Israel.
Bite your ass,
you.
Niggas.
Right.
It says because it's unclean to you, Israel. People still got their doctrines, you know? Everybody throwing the stuff on. I know we're reading the scripture going over the Passover stuff on New Moon.
Yes.
About the salt, how you season it with salt.
What kind
lamb.
Of salt?
And I was like, it doesn't say Celtic salt.
Oh, God. That pink Himalaya.
Himalaya salt.
There wasn't a Celtic to be found.
Damn it.
Damn. Someone said the Dead Sea, the Red Sea?
Oh, the Red Sea,
the
salt
from,
salt?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to eat none of that.
Yes, sis, you can eat mushrooms. Is that a thing floating around? There's a doctrine that you can't eat mushrooms? Or is it just a general question? I'm not trying to get on you, sis. Hey, but I'd rather people ask than not. You know, I'm not going to beat you up. I'll beat you up if after the information come out, you're still holding on to your dogma. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
there is a misunderstanding going around about the mushrooms, and people think that, you know, it's the mushrooms that make you trippy. You know, it, not all mushrooms are like
trippy,
that.
Trippy.
No, that's a specific hallucinogenic type of mushroom that people take. That's not the same thing like the ones that are used in culinary aspects.
Right.
Like, you know, porcini, portobellas. Mm-hmm. They got the whites, right?
Killing me, bro.
So you got the different type of mushrooms and stuff like that. Yeah, mushrooms are great. Mushrooms are great.
Yeah.
If you want to cut down on your meat consumption, you could grind up mushroom with some beef if you want to, like, minimize it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And you make it into a burger patty, and you do, like, part mushroom, part burger, like, for the volume, so you eat, like, less meat.
Right.
And you wind up with a lower fat and kind of less meat in the, you know.
That's true.
Right, for that, so. Oh, but we covered that about the bare seed stuff. Didn't we go over that?
But was a fungus. Yeah, we did go over the seed, no?
Ridiculous.
What's that here or out there?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we went over, like, the details of the line with that.
Yes, we did go over it. Yes, we did.
What's up with this avocado oil?
Oh.
Well, we see who did watch the Power Hour while they were in New Orleans.
Oh, boy.
Just saying.
Preoccupied.
Just saying. But you know what he was drinking? He was drinking some colorful tequila. I'm going to leave it at that.
See, that's why that's coming out tonight. But we're just going to leave it like that.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave it like that.
Oh, man. What did you do, y'all?
Yeah, how you doing over there, Officer Tobias?
I like tequila.
You know what? I'm liking tequila, too.
Yeah, tequila's good.
Yeah.
The second one was...
That second one, that Mundo Uno was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
The bottle looked good, too.
It did. I'm going to have to go
smooth?
In.
Smooth? Was it smooth?
It was very smooth. A little, you know, I don't do mine straight. It is what it is.
You don't?
No. A little pineapple juice, a little ginger ale, some ice. It was good.
Okay. But you got to try it straight, too. So
yeah. I tried it. I had a shot.
Okay.
Like an ice
What's
cube
that,
or
your
two?
Tequilas out there?
Yeah, but the second one, though, the second one.
All right, let's read this real quick.
Oh, snap.
Woman reveals the brutal truth about avocado oil, and everyone is shook.
All right, brothers, just hold yourselves. Don't panic. We're going to read.
There are many health benefits of cooking with avocado oil.
No, scroll down. We're just going to get to the point because we're not going to read this whole thing.
Damn.
Keep going. I want to see when it gets to... No, scroll up. We missed it. Scroll. Okay. Study reveals truth about avocado oil. This is what I'm saying. You can't be, like, everybody gets all up on stuff, and this is better, and that's better. But, like, where are you getting that from? Because that's what's trendy now? That's why I say your foundation should be. I'm not saying don't take this information. I use a lot of that information, right? Mm-hmm. I use a lot of that information. But you got to filter it through what the scriptures say. And people are carried about to and fro with all types of nonsense when it comes to nutrition, right? Go ahead. Read that.
Study reveals truth about avocado oil. A study by UC Davis examined 22 different brands of avocado oil, and the findings are shocking. Three brands they examined were determined to be 100% soybean oil.
Right, so you talking about oil. Wow. This is why I laugh, because if you were one of those that got that particular brand, and you start saying, oh, my God, but I've noticed all this. Remember I talk about placebo?
Right.
Yeah.
I've noticed all these changes.
Mm-hmm.
If it was one of those three brands, you were using soybean oil labeled as avocado oil.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, come on.
What? That's wrong on so many levels. They found that six other samples contained avocado along with oils like sunflower, safflower, and soybean.
So they and then you had other ones that were mixed. It wasn't even all of that, right? Go ahead, come on.
15 samples had oil that had oxidized or gone rancid before the expiration date.
Right. Damn. Some of you is doing rancid and oxidized oil, so it's not doing anything for you. I mean, it's not going to kill you, but it's not going to give you no health benefits, right?
This is a problem that can occur when these fats have been exposed to light or heat for an extended period.
Scroll down. Don't read the headline, just of the 22 brands.
Of the 22 brands tested by UC Davis, only two refined varieties tested pure and non-oxidized.
So only two out of 22 were 100% avocado oil and not spoiled.
Damn.
Damn
it.
That's wild.
So we've been going to the store trying to get avocado oil this whole time, and it's not even avocado oil.
And they be charged.
Right.
Damn.
So this is what I have posted to the brothers in the group. We know what they want us to know. We believe what they want us to believe. Mm. That's why we need to follow what the Bible says when
right.
it comes to nutrition and things of that matter.
Right.
All right.
What are the two brands?
It's right there.
One was from Chosen Food.
Yes.
And the other was Marianne's Avocado Oil.
Okay.
Oh, they sell it on Costco, so maybe this is the one they sell on Costco. It says Costco.
That's that we go eat that defiled bread.
Damn,
that's
bro.
Exactly what that goes into. Can you read that real quick? Because people think that just means, you know, something different.
Mm-hmm. Damn, bro. So we're trying to be all healthy and stuff, spending extra money, routes, going to Whole Foods, spending our checks at Whole Foods and stuff.
Right.
And it's not even the true thing,
man.
Bro.
You going all out the way thinking that you're going to be doing some purified stuff. And even if you grow some stuff in your backyard, where you getting the starter seeds from?
No, right. See, that part right there.
Facts.
You still
from Monsanto?
Yeah, Monsanto. Damn, your answer.
Damn, Chosen Foods brand. Chosen Foods.
Right, crazy.
Read that in Ezekiel.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 4, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
The Lord said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles.
Right, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles. That's prophetic. That means there's nothing, you're going to eat it. Even if you're trying, and that don't mean that you're going to necessarily eat unlawful stuff, because people say then to hell with it, right? No, that's not what that's talking about. It's when you're trying to go extra and look, well, I'm going to do this pure and I'm going to do that pure. It's not going to go. It don't go down that way.
Look, they wiser than Daniel D. I mean, to be honest, you're paying, you think, for avocado oil and you're getting soybean. So now you got that placebo effect. Think you go look like the chick from Total Recall. You remember the
right,
one had the three
right.
of them?
Yeah. Oh, you got the three tatas.
Yeah, you got the three tatas.
Damn.
You got the three tatas. Yeah, right. And then people were swearing that thing was doing something for them.
Right,
damn.
Making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you know what's wild? We were reading the laws about not gendering seed with another seed.
Uh-huh.
They don't keep the laws, so they don't even have any understanding of the importance of keeping things separate.
Right.
Keeping it pure.
Right. And that goes back to everything else that you'll try to come up with your mm-hmm. doctrine about being, you know,
super
pure
healthy.
On this, that, and the other. Just follow what the scriptures say.
Right.
Follow what the scripts say, and you're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Number of avocado oils, rancid or is adulterated?
Damn. Oh, you're looking at another article on it now?
Another article.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Same thing, bro. Damn.
I
mean,
it's wicked as hell, but like, what do you know? We're going to be eating arugula leaves, and they ain't even going to be arugula.
Yeah.
Hey, I am pro dentist, Ferez Ben Israel. I am licensed as a dental hygienist, so I understand how all that work, and so there are no shortcuts to that. I'll just say that there's some things you're not gonna reach with anything, with cloves, with oil pulling, or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know people in Israel that had to learn the hard way trying a whole bunch of other stuff and then had to wind up getting implants and dentures and
damn.
Other stuff because they tried everything else under the sun except what the dentist was telling them to do, you know?
Mm.
No, don't get me wrong. There's unscrupulous medical everywhere. I get it. Our people, especially when it comes to dentistry, our people are very traumatized by that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that the dentists are, like, butchering you. It's just there's this kind of whole effect. I did a study on it when I was going for my degree in that. And especially in our communities, right, there's like a socioeconomic connection. Socioeconomic meaning based on our race,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also our economic status and the prevalence of certain things that you see in there. So I'm definitely not somebody that's going to get on board with a lot of that. I mean, those things as adjuncts you can do, but you still got to go and get your regular hygiene visits and you know, take
right.
care of stuff like that.
Floss.
You know? Yeah, flossing, right? And
yeah.
We'll do everything else and spend money on everything else except take a few seconds to get some wax floss. You don't even got to get the fancy stuff and learn how to floss.
Mm.
I'm going to oil pull. I'm going to do everything else.
Man, I keep that thing on me deep.
Just floss.
Just floss.
And floss all of them,
mm-hmm.
not just the front.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially them back joints.
Mm-hmm.
The molars.
Absolutely.
You got to get to those.
Absolutely.
You got to get to those. Now you're going to get all types of stuff going on in there. You know?
Hey, a lot of people are trusted.
Right.
UV
so you didn't ring your bell, so I cut you off. Perez.
Is this true?
But I still think you got to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that you're not going to reach that fester below the gum line.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not getting to that. You're not getting to that. It's just the way it's set up. He says some dentists are butchers.
I mean, I got a couple of stories.
Some sisters are butchers.
Damn it.
Damn.
Whoa. Damn, you should have played that ladies' night right there. Damn, that's crazy.
Right. Hey, and that's why I say, listen, I agree with you. There's some dentists. There's some doctors. There's, cashiers at the grocery store that are nasty. I mean, that's not an excuse to not go and take care of your health, right? So
crazy.
We got to be mindful of those things. We got to be mindful of those things, right? So I just wanted that as like a little recap thing, a little recap, you know?
That was your nutritional section.
That
of
was
the
nutrition
okay.
section. All
right, the segment.
So I was going to call it the culinary acumen.
Oh, wait, I got the one for the lemon water drinking people. Can we put that one up?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's the other thing. Here's the other one. I've been saying this for years. You got the lemon water stuff. People up there talk about the lemon water, right? Yeah, I drink a glass of lemon water every day. Right. And it's going to help you lose weight. Drink this drink every day. Don't change nothing else in your life. Just drink this drink every day.
Right.
Because that's what it tells you. Just drink this thing, and it's a fat-burning this. Like, sometimes you've been hearing something real good. You know when I get turned off? Like, I was watching a recipe. And it said, if you take peanut butter, almond butter, and some cottage cheese, right? And it looked pretty good. He said, you're going to make a fat-burning smoothie. I said, swipe. Fat-burning smoothie. Ain't nothing in there that makes it fat-burning.
Right.
You know how you burn fat? Eat less and move your fat ass more.
That
is true. I'm sorry. I'm invoking Captain Shem. I'm invoking Captain Shem, right?
Yeah.
Ain't no magic thing you're going to eat that's going to burn fat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are looking for the magic that you're looking for, brothers and sisters, is in the work you don't want to do. I'll say that again one more time slow. The magic that you're looking for is in the work you don't want to do.
Damn.
We'll do everything else and jump through every other hoop except some basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get you where you need to be.
Right.
Everybody wants a hack, a shortcut. A little something to, and this doesn't go for weight. Let's go for anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people fall for get rich quick schemes and all this other nonsense under the sun. I can't possibly do what everybody else did. There got to be some shortcut there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it don't work that way, right? Discipline. What it really is they lack discipline. So I saw this and I thought it was hilarious. I think there's some curse words, but we the late show, so
that's right.
Read it before we play it.
Your fat cells after drinking a glass of warm lemon water during a fast.
Right. For you detox, fasting, all this other stuff, brothers and sisters.
Right.
I'm going to do lemonade for a few days. I'm going to do this. This is what your fat cells are saying after drinking that glass of warm lemon water.
Warm.
During a fast. Go ahead.
I'm not leaving.
I'm not fucking leaving. The show goes on.
Damn.
Drinking that joint thinking that's going to do something for you. It ain't doing a damn thing. Nope, it don't work that way. All right, so I've been wanting to go over this 10,000s of Ephraim stuff.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
All right. And there's more. There's more in this chapter. Not so much the whole book because, you know, it's more like I read it in bits and pieces. It's hard to read these books and go through this stuff that way.
Man?
No, because your fingers might be greasy and this is old and it's a pretty good copy for an old copy. I don't want you to touch the pages. Wow. Did he just wipe his greasy fingers on me?
It's not like I was eating.
All right.
I was going to say something real racist.
Don't do it, Deke. Claude have mercy.
I don't know if you were making tacos all day or not, bro.
No!
God damn it.
Oh,
What is happening?
That's the tate quieto.
What is happening?
That's the tate quieto.
Oh, that is the tate quieto.
Don't make me show it.
No,
oh
no.
My all right, gosh. All right. What is that?
Don't make me show it.
Yeah, I ain't right back.
All right, so this is the book. Lost Tribes and Promised Lands. All right. I don't even know. I mean, they might have copies still floating around online. I'm not sure. Right. The book itself is a sociological book. Its main aim is not to really talk about the Lost Tribes of Israel, but it comes up. All right. It comes up quite a bit. Ronald Sanders. I believe he also wrote American Holocaust, if I'm not mistaken. Ronald Sanders. Just look up the American Holocaust, Ronald Sanders. I think it's him who did that one. That's the one where we went over like the how when the Spaniards came and the Europeans, how we had all this modern stuff and everything like that. Spoke about that. Is it just Lost Tribes and Promised Lands? I'm confusing.
Probably.
Who to ask? Why are you looking up that one? I asked you to look up.
I did.
The other one, American Holocaust.
Okay.
I asked you to look up American Holocaust.
Hey, D, we got it on
David
the screen.
David Standard.
That's okay. David Standard. That's who it is. Standard. I always get it twisted. What do you say now?
They had it up
there. Oh, you had it up there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm curious. Is this available, Lost Tribes and Promised Land, for purchase?
I don't know. I got one at the house. Let me see.
So the book towards the end really goes into making the connection. Oh, look at that. You can get it for a decent price. And like I said, because it's not super sensational unless you understand the scriptures and what's being said, right? And really, its theme is to show how the same way the indigenous were treated, basically how this side of the world was built up by the white man, it affects the so-called Southern Kingdom as well. And I say so-called because they don't mention them as the Southern Kingdom or even the Northern Kingdom here. They just talk about the Lost Tribes. So they talk about blacks and they talk about the indigenous, right? So basically the whole book aims to make the point that and in the closing verses, he kind of sums it up that way in the last chapter, that, you know, the same way the indigenous were treated, there was no way that anybody – like, so when the blacks later came, that they were ever going to get a fair shake either. Like he was saying, it was the same type of colonial mindset that happened here, right? Mm-hmm. So, someone said it's a different copy now, so that's probably why it's less money. I got this very early on in my walk, and it wasn't that much when I got it. I got a, you know, he has some other books, Ronald Sanders. I'm looking at it now. He says Israel, the view from Masada, the downtown Jews.
Shores of Refuge.
And it looks like Lost Tribes and Promised Lands might have been one of his last books. This one says 1978. That's probably why it's still, too. It's not that old. 1978 was the original. And I think this one is from 1978.
1979?
Nope. This is from 92. The one I have is from 92.
It's not a 78. Look, this one, on eBay, there's $167, but this one...
Yeah, well, like I said, it's not super sensational unless you... I didn't even see I guess I just gave the answer. They said, what's the year of my copy? Mine is 92. It says, first Harper Perennial Edition published in 1992, but the original copyright is 78, okay? So I want to read some pages here. Maybe I should start with the scriptures first.
Do you want to segue with Deuteronomy 33?
Yeah, I think I want to start with Deuteronomy 33 so we can refresh the memory because that came out. You also have the picture of the map with my wax squiggly lines that I did. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Start at verse 1.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 1. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai.
That's it. Jump down to verse 17.
Oh, well, you got to explain your point while you read that, because it's the children of Israel. All right.
No, this, and it's a blessing that Moses.
And it's a blessing that he gave them, right?
And Moses,
we pointed out a couple weeks ago how the blessing for Asher and the way where they were positioned, Asher and Naphtali, it's not the map that you see over there in Israel, because some people try to say it was the old map of when they had their lands, right? Mm-hmm. Like when they lived, when they got into Canaan and took it over, and how their land was divided. But we showed on that map that it just, and that was just dealing with Asher and Naphtali, that they were in the northwest,
central,
right, like around there.
Yes, sir.
And because it talks about the southwest, right, that they would be.
Yes.
But let me see, hold on.
The blessing of justice starts at 13.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I want to do that first or... Yeah, let's do that first. Go ahead.
Verse 17?
13.
Verse 13. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven.
Come on.
For the dew and for the... For the dew and for the deep that couches beneath.
You know, I think when you look at that same map, Ephraim wasn't near the shore either. So when it was talking about the deep,
damn,
you can't even go into that.
Put up the chart.
Right? The deep's always dealing with the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's letting you know that this that Ephraim in the last days, right, Ephraim was not on the coast, right?
Damn.
Manasseh had some coast, okay?
Yeah.
But Ephraim was not on the coast, all right? Ephraim was not on the coast, all right? So it talks about blessings from the deep, right, and dealing with Joseph, which is Ephraim and Manasseh, but it's primarily dealing with Ephraim, okay? So it's giving you a hint of where they would be geographically in these last days, right? And we know now that it's talking about the so-called Puerto Ricans, what we call Puerto Ricans today,
right?
When it says Joseph, it's talking about Puerto Ricans and Cubans,
mm-hmm.
right? Little subtleties. They have the same flag, but inverse colors, mm-hmm. right? Not that the flag means anything, but again, these are all signs for us in the last mm-hmm. days, right? Going a lot of the customs they have, but he's saying that they would be someplace where the land would be plenteous for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when one of the things I learned when I was in Puerto Rico is that the soil there, they loved some of the coffee and even smaller sugar plantations. I went over the history years back with Domino Sugar having started in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So you look at Domino Sugar, you know, maybe you buy the store brand now, but Domino Sugar, you think sugar, you think the Domino brand. Yeah. Domino Sugar started in Puerto Rico, all right? Oh. After the Spanish-American War, I forgot the name of the guy who went in there and took it over, but he started these sugar plantations, right? He changed it from tobacco. And he realized that there was something special about the soil there, right? This is why we have some real good coffee that's low-key not understood, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they'll talk about Colombian coffee, which is great, because when we were in Colombia, that thing was ridiculously good.
Mm.
But people sleep on the Ephraim coffees because they're not so globally available, all right? I don't know how true it is. Deacon Isaac did some AI on my... Conquistador last name one time some years back and it said that my family comes from a coffee plantation in Puerto Rico.
Okay,
maybe that's why I like coffee so much.
Maybe
possibly,
yeah
it might be
so,
something there.
So I know that my oppressors we grew coffee on mm-hmm. the plantation and we worked the land for cafe, but when we went there we toured one of the plantations
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that there's something about the way the rain comes in
mm.
and it filters through the mountains and you get all these minerals and enrichment as the runoff from
uh-huh.
the mountains
right,
there
right.
come down mm. into the soil
right.
and that's what made it so until still till to this day, that's what makes the soil so good there for growing.
Damn.
Right, for growing.
Mm.
So this is going into some of these blessings that we read about. What are you going to say?
Captain Seth had mentioned something about the fish, too, that when that rain brings something mm. down from...
That's a good one, with Puerto Rico and Cuba, mm-hmm. top and bottom, the third one over. That's a good one to show.
So when...
We'll show it in a second. Good.
The rain... goes through the mountains and something like that, and
that's
it goes
what I,
to
that's
the river.
What I just said. What
no,
is he
no,
talking
but
about?
The fish.
He's talking about the fish.
The fish feed on some of the minerals too, and he said that the fish get very
from the same rains.
Yes.
And the same mountains and the same minerals.
So it's the blessings from the deep, like we read.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But he mentioned when I went with him, he said that the fish too. That the guy when you guys went, the guy said that the fish too.
Hey, are you guys even monitoring the feed for the spam that the feed is having? Like, I'm noticing it, and I don't want to say it because people like when you call attention to them. But I guess nobody is, and you think at this point the gibberish that's coming out, you would do something about it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Just taking over the whole feed.
I got it. We're good.
Okay. Go ahead, read on.
Verse 14. and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon.
Right, that's dealing with the coqui, all right, with the coqui. It's the little, you can look it up if you want. We'll go back to the flag, the coqui. It's only been able to survive in two places, all right? It's not really a frog, but it looks like a frog. I think if you read it up, they say it's not really from the frog family.
Okay.
But it's amphibious. It's like a tiny-looking little frog, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're only known to survive in Puerto Rico, and some have survived in parts of Hawaii. There's a rich history, though, of how we were taken from Puerto Rico as slaves and brought to Hawaii to work the sugar and stuff there as well because of the experience the slaves had in Puerto Rico from working there, right? So it is an amphibian. I don't think it's directly related to the frog, but it's a tiny little frog. And at night, they talk about by the moonlight, they come out and they make this. You should look for a coqui sound. They have a very unique sound. They don't rib it, right? And we even heard them in the hotel when we were there for the little blitz we did.
Damn.
You didn't come to the blitz.
No.
Because the hotel we were staying at has like fauna and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was speakers and they were emulating the sound. But the thing with the coquis is like when you get close to the bush where they're at, they get quiet.
Mm.
But all night they sing. All night they sing coqui. Coqui? That's why they call it coqui. Go ahead. It'd be good if you had volume.
And go.
And we don't hear nothing. So you got to have spiritual ears.
Right, to be able to hear the coqui. Coqui? Coqui? That's what that is.
So if you're not from there, you're like, oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful. I can hear this all night. But if you're from there, you're like, cabrones, what the hell do I mean? Maldito coqui.
The coqui.
So the coqui, don't let you sleep when you're over there, all right?
Yeah.
So they're talking about the precious gifts by the moon, right? It's a unique species in that it's only able to survive in Puerto Rico.
Mm.
They've tried to bring it other places. They can't bring it in zoos anywhere. Mm. Nothing like that. It doesn't survive.
Damn.
It can only live in Puerto Rico.
That's crazy.
And I think Hawaii, too. Mm. So, you know, there's something in the spirit of that because Hawaii has some Ephraim dispersed as well.
Mm.
All right? By Hawaii's nature and where it's at, you got Hawaii. Philippines has some Ephraim. Issachar, too. Issachar has, Guam, you got Puerto Rico. Guam and Philippines, you got Issachar and Ephraim.
Mm-hmm.
I think in The Flame of Resistance, in that book, it talks about how we were taken to Hawaii and Guam and mm-hmm. the Philippines. But very, very specifically, it talks about Hawaii, right? Go ahead, come on.
Verse 15. And for the chief things of the ancient mountains.
Ooh, that's the ancient mountains. You want to know what else that shows?
Damn.
The stones that the professor that we've interviewed over the years and spoke with quite a bit, that they were trying to shut them down and say it wasn't Hebrew writings. Then they said it was, right? I think about a year or so ago, I actually did another follow-up with them in his classroom, and I presented some stuff in regards to that. You know, academia is tough. Because if you put yourself out there, they'll say you're like a quack, and you know they're not going to necessarily take the Bible. Like you'll read a lot when people will say stuff, and if you don't get your peers to go with it, they'll throw it under the table. But that doesn't always mean that it's wrong,
right?
It's just that that's the consensus that people hold on to, right? And that's not always accurate. That's not correct. Okay, so. That ancient mountains is what we were talking about. It's because of that you get all that blessing. And then remember, there was minerals and ores and precious things there that they took. That's why they called it rich port, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call it rich port because it was just full of fruits and vegetables,
right?
He called it a rich port because of the wealth that it once had, which they sucked all of that out. But the Most High had other resources there for us in the form of how the land would always be fertile and precious for us. Go ahead, come on.
And for the chief things of the ancient mountains.
Come on.
And for the precious things of the lasting hills.
Read.
And for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof. And for the good will of him that...
And notice the blessing was so strong. This is another indicator how we know Puerto Rico today is one of the only places that was called that. No other place was named that. So I think you see Puerto Rico today and what they are today, and I don't think I can imagine the wealth that was there when they got there. The scripture tells you it was basically sounds like a paradise,
right?
It's certainly not a paradise today because of the constant things that happened. Well, first you had the conquistadors. Then Spain had us until the late 1800s, right? Then America was fighting with Spain. And then I think they got liberation. And I went over this a couple years ago, too, in 1898, I believe. But then the U.S. came in with a different form of colonialism, and they dubbed it a commonwealth. Puerto Rico today is still America's colony, right, along with Guam and several others. I have another book. Bishop has shown it just from the picture, but I don't know if he's gone into it. Maybe he has.
The one with the HUD?
How to Hide an Empire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I have that book, too. I just haven't been able to really get into it. But I bought that book a while ago, too, because I saw it on Democracy Now! And they had the author on there, and he was talking about it, and he was going into how much more expansive it is. So Bishop was using that to show how America's everywhere, even more than what you think. It's not just bases. They have so many territories and colonies that they call commonwealths.
Mm-hmm.
So territory and commonwealth is a nicer word for colony.
Damn.
So they still have colonies to this day,
yep,
right?
That one.
See, right. So look, so you have Guam, you have the Swan Islands, you have Thule Air Base, you have the U.S. Virgin Islands, you have Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. So they got Ephraim and Manessa, right? Mm-hmm. They got the Philippines. You got the Bikini Atoll. You got Saipan. You got Alaska. You got Puerto Rico. And you got Hawaii, right?
Mm-hmm. What is Saipan?
A History of the Greater United States. Saipan's an island. I'm not sure where that is. You can look it up if you want to look it up. Saipan, Saipan. I'm not sure where it is as far as location. And these are all colonies for them. And because they're colonies, because they're territories and commonwealth, the Constitution doesn't apply the same there. This is why they can take people to Guantanamo Bay
and do what they do.
Right. And do the things there that they wouldn't be able to do on American soil.
Right.
Right. So they have all these different black sites, so to speak, where they can go and do all this type of stuff. So where's Saipan? Did you look it up? Where is that?
Indonesia.
Damn, it's like some nothing island over there.
Hell yeah, bro.
Damn.
South of, let's say,
in the Northern Mariana Islands.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Taiwan.
What does it say? It's the largest what? Let me read the beginning of it. Saipan is the largest of the Northern Mariana Islands. A U.S. Commonwealth. That's a safe word to say colony.
Bro.
In the Western Pacific. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, they have some golf courses and stuff there. That's where they do all the children sacrifice.
Oh, man, I was about to say.
Damn.
That's where they do. That's where they get all that stuff on over there.
So it's just north of Guam.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, so you see remnants of, you know, that was all positioning and staging places for military and stuff for them.
This is Jeffrey's Beach. The hell is that?
Mm-mm-mm. You think it's Epstein?
Oh my God!
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right. Right.
Right. Let's go back. Let's read verse 16 again. Come on.
Verse 16. Mm-hmm. And for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren.
Right. So he's letting you know that the blessing that was supposed to go to Joseph, though it was all God's plan that he missed that blessing, the spirit was led, right? This is why he says, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, right? Who dwelt in the bush?
Christ.
Right. So he's saying it was always ordained that he would inherit Joseph's lot through Ephraim and Manasseh, right? Talk about a grand plan from the beginning.
Crazy.
That he would have two seeds come out of that, knowing that Dan was going to be gone.
Fall and not rise.
Was going to fall and not rise.
Right. That's
you know,
heavy.
Before Damn. It even mentions that.
Yeah.
He had this kind of ordained and laid out in that regard.
Damn.
And then you wind up today. I think I had said it before on the show, or if not on the show, I definitely said it on the trips. You know, the curses are a curse. They most certainly are.
Mm-hmm.
They most certainly are. But they're also a blessing in that. Not just in that the curses are that sign and that wonder for us, all right, that you read in Deuteronomy 28, was it like 47, all right? It's not just a sign and a wonder for us, but the Most High in its brilliance knew how to preserve us. The same way he punished us, is the same way he afflicted us is the same way he preserved us.
That's right.
Because if the nations knew where we were, and when they did know where we were always hunted down by them.
Right, right.
To the point where they wanted to exterminate us.
Mm-hmm.
So when Christ and Luke told us to flee to the mountains, right, and reminded us that Jerusalem's going to be trodden down until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, what nobody could ever fathom, and you could only think about now in this day, is the miracle that we're still preserved and preserved in such massive numbers based on his judgment. His judgment was his way of hiding us. And I used the movie Swordfish with man and John Travolta and Halle Berry back in the day, right? See if they have a synopsis of it, of Swordfish. Like, see if it reads the synopsis. Right there, which says a covert, whatever. Let me see what it says.
Oh, right there.
Wait, scroll up. What are you doing? I'm reading that. I want to make sure that's it.
Oh, I know this movie. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't say what I wanted to say, but the whole premise of the movie, I mean, you could put it up if people want to look at it. And I'm using this as an example. You don't go watch it and say, oh, my God, it's so spiritual. I'm not saying you're going to find any relation or reference to Israel in there.
It's so
right?
Stinking.
What you will find is that at the time that this movie came out, which was many, many years ago, it was before technology blew up the way it did now. Things were made so easy, right? The premise was this guy was like one of the top hackers on his list. And then you had this organization that was run by John Travolta. Long story short, he created a worm that could hack into any system, even the government system and other government systems.
Mm.
But when he got caught and they were onto him, he hit it.
Mm.
And he broke it up and he scattered it to the four corners of the earth.
Right, right.
Mm.
And he was the only one that was going to be able to bring it back together.
Damn. Okay.
So much like we were scattered into all corners,
mm-hmm.
and we were dispersed amongst all nations.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Lord preserved us, because if they knew where we were
mm-hmm.
in one location, they'd have nuked us to kingdom come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But because he preserved us in confusion of faces, so in the same way he's afflicted us, in his brilliance, that's the way he preserved us as a people. So it's pretty heavy when you look at it in that way, right? And whenever I read this stuff and I see this, and what prompted me to bring that out was that it says the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, that it was his will for these things to happen this way. And I know we're dealing specifically with Ephraim and whatnot, but never let that sink into your head. That's why I say, and I've been saying it lately when the brothers were visiting and stuff, we deserve death thousands of times over for the way we turned on our Lord. And how, because he's God and he's better than us in all his glory, his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts, as the scripture tells us. He's going to keep his word for that mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that and preserved us in that way. What were you going to bring up?
Can I get a script, a backup, what you just said?
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 4:27. Deuteronomy 4:27.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord shall scatter you among the nations.
Come on.
And he shall be left few in number among the heathen.
So the Lord was going to scatter us, and we're going to be left few. Doesn't mean he destroyed us all, like Deacon was going over. He scattered us to preserve us. Go ahead.
Whither the Lord shall lead you.
Jump down to verse 29.
Verse 29. But if from hence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
Go ahead.
When thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee.
So now fast forward to today. Go ahead.
All these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days.
Now, go ahead.
If thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice.
Go ahead.
For the Lord thy God is a merciful God.
So even though the Lord scattered us and said, you're going to be left few in number because we're going to get destroyed. We're going to get colonized. He said, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. Go ahead.
He will not forsake thee,
go
neither
ahead.
Destroy thee.
Neither will he destroy us. Go ahead.
Nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them.
All praise to the Most High that, like Deacon said, even in our curses, it was a mercy from the Lord to not utterly destroyed us.
All right. Go back to Deuteronomy 4:27. I want to show you something.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4.
It seems like a lot of us stammer and struggle when it talks about that, because the scripture says, where is the sand of the sea?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then he says few in number here. So what is he talking about? Okay, come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 27. The Lord shall scatter you among the nations.
Come on.
And ye shall be among the heathen.
Nope.
And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations.
Hey, slow down. I know you're excited. Breathe, Frank.
Damn it.
And read it right, because you're messing me up.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 27.
Breathe out.
The Lord shall scatter you among the nations.
Uh-huh. So keep among the nations, which goes into what I was just talking about. Go ahead. Come on.
And ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you.
Does it say we'll be left few in number?
No, just where he led us.
It says...
few in number?
Few in number what? There's no period. There's no comma. What's it say?
Among the heathen.
Among the heathen. All right? What that's going into is what you see in Isaiah 1 and 9. I'm going to bring you this.
Damn!
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 9.
Freedom!
Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant.
A few in number
Damn.
That would know, that would remember themselves, mm-hmm. that would be professing to be Israel.
Damn!
Not unaware of their identity, not totally lost. Because remember, in Christ's time, though they were living like Gentiles, they knew. You read that with this lady about the sister by the well in John 4,
right?
She said, our fathers here.
Mm-hmm.
But she was rolling full Hellenism, right? I got to run the Hellenism back. She was running full Hellenism, right? It's talking about that there would be few that would be actually repping their identity amongst the heathen.
Mm.
Not few in number, because that's contrary to what the scripture says
mm-hmm.
about we would be as the sand of the sea.
Right?
Damn.
So what is that talking about? Right? And then it talks about that a mustard seed is all that will survive.
Mm.
So it's talking about that we would still be a great number in these last days. Right? If I know they
Just
talk about India and China have the world's largest populations.
Mm.
But that's as one country.
Mm-hmm.
If you took the continent of South America, Central America, all the Caribbean, and then gathered all the remnant in Africa,
mm.
and then gathered all the remnant of the Southern Kingdom that's everywhere else
mm-hmm.
scattered,
right.
we would be the most populous nation.
Right.
But because of his way of preserving us by these curses and being scattered amongst the heathen, that's how he saved the remnant. Read this verse again. Come on.
Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant.
Uh-huh.
We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Okay, go to 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3.
Damn.
Hey.
Damn it.
The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. Except there come a falling away
the
first.
The falling away was the division between Northern and Southern. That really goes into these modern times of when we went into captivity. That's the falling away from what? Your identity, to be left few in number amongst the heathen until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. All right? So it's going into that mentality now, Hosea 3 and 4. We're going to read 4 and 5.
Mm-mm. Damn.
The book of Hosea, chapter 3 and verse 4.
Freedom!
The children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim.
Right, so that few in number doesn't mean as far as quantity of us.
Mm.
He always left an abundance of us. He made us fruitful, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We just lost our identity. We covered the earth. In the dark ages,
mm-hmm.
but we weren't calling ourselves Israelites,
right.
Not the majority of us anyway, but there was always a remnant around to keep the preservation of what we had.
Mm.
And then one of the mechanisms was Elijah, and he said Elijah must come and will come.
Right,
he said he has come and he must come,
mm-hmm.
right? Letting you know that he will come again. Stuff that goes over Christianity's head when we read it. We were talking about the table a few weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold this, get Isaiah 62 and 4. We're going to explain what this verse in Hosea means.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 62 and verse 4.
Freedom!
Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate.
Uh-huh.
But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be merry.
Right, that's when he brings us back together. So what it talks about here in verse 4, it says, shall abide many days without a king and without an ephod. When it says, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, right? Meaning we would be desolate. Can we look at the definition of desolate? Isaiah 62 and 4. Mm. And then we're going to read on when I come back, all right? Let me see if I want to go to this one. And get the definition of desolate, and let's see what that says. Damn, I'm getting hot.
Desolate.
Oh. I'm sorry. So read the definition of desolate, and I'm going to show you in the scripture what it's going into to show you what I'm saying about us being left few in numbers, what it's talking about. Go ahead.
Desolate of a place, deserted of people, and in a state of bleak and dismal emptiness.
And what does that do when you have no identity, when you have no history? That goes with that is Daniel 9 and 7 about the confusion of faces,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Unto us as it is to this day, right? So it says we would be desolate. Now, let me show you in the scripture the desolation that it's talking about. Jeremiah 7:34.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7 and verse 34. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the city and from the streets of Jerusalem.
That happened what in 70 AD when they finally conquered us and we fled in totality into hiding till this day. Go ahead, come on.
The voice of myrrh and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. For the land shall be desolate.
Right, so we would have no identity in these last days. Now, go back to Hosea, all right, and read 3 and read 4 again, and then we're going to read 5.
The book of Hosea, chapter 3 and verse 4.
Read
the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim.
That's how we wound up left few in number. We had nothing left of who we were and what we were. Go ahead, come on.
Afterward,
in these last days, go ahead, come on.
Shall the children of Israel return.
Return what? Go ahead, come on.
And seek the Lord their God,
uh-huh,
and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days.
Right, and listen, and what it's telling us, this is twofold. It's talking about the ultimate end in the kingdom of heaven. But prior to that, we must repent. Yeah. We must stand on that feet, that exceeding great army, and life must be breathed back into us, right? Let's go back to Isaiah 62, and it's going to explain that process, all right? This goes into that restoration of Zion, right, of Israel as a people. 62 and verse 5 now.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 62 and verse 5.
Uh-huh.
As a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee.
Right, because we're coming back to him, right? As you read on in Deuteronomy 4, we're saying he would not destroy us. Go ahead, read.
Verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace.
That's the few. There's watchmen that will never hold their peace. Go ahead, come on.
Never hold their peace day nor night, yet that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent.
In every captivity, it was only for a season, but there were prophets in every captivity. Mm-hmm. So that much more, you got people like, oh, you're calling yourself prophets. No, the Bible said we're prophets.
Right, right.
And we're not saying we're prophets on the level of Isaiah and Jeremiah and the like. But to prophet is to teach thy people and to hold on to that identity and to bring that back to them.
Right.
The scripture tells us your eyes will see thy teachers. It says that there's watchmen in every generation. The righteous never die.
Right.
And those souls manifest in every captivity that we're in, because that's that few in number that will be there to restore the rest when that grand day comes for us to be united as a people. Read on.
Verse 7, and give him no rest till he establishes.
We're not going to give Edom and the mouth of the dragon
right.
any rest. We're going
right.
to keep speaking against him and his lies. Go ahead, come on.
Until he make Jerusalem a praise in the
until
earth.
Until that day when Christ invades with all his angels and restores us the way he says he's going to restore us, all right? So let's go back to where we were in Deuteronomy.
We
still haven't got to the book.
I know. Hey.
Hold on. Siri trying to act up over here. Siri trying to act up over here. Okay. All right. Where were we? 33:16 again.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 16. And for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren.
Uh-huh.
His glory is like the firstling of his bullet.
Uh-huh.
And his horns are like like the horns of unicorns.
Right. So it says his horns are like the horns of unicorns, right? Dealing with the rhino. This is why we have the rhino as our symbol. Right. Go ahead. Come on.
With them, he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth.
Letting you know that the one that was leading that expedition that you read about in 2 Ezra 13, 40 on down, the chiefs of them were the heads of Ephraim. All right. But it's also letting you know, remember, it's talking about, out of all the blessings that Moses gave, the one for Ephraim is one of the longest. It has many verses, right?
Right, right.
So there's some significance to that, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's different ways that that would be maneuvered. Go ahead, come on.
And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim,
uh-huh.
And they are the thousands of Manasseh.
Now, that's the one where people sometimes will be like, damn, you know, I know the scripture says 10,000s of Ephraim, you know, and thousands of Manasseh, that much Ephraim.
Mm.
Where's all the Ephraim at, right? People are like, damn, Puerto Rico's been a tough nut to crack. We got some brothers doing strong down there. We got a school down there now, all right?
All praises.
And we're moving that way. So I started doing this research, right? And I said, damn, I said, you know, when you look at this historically, there got to be some more Ephraim somewhere. All I see is Issachar all over the place. Does that mean Issachar is Ephraim?
With the tacos?
Right, right.
Well, possibly.
Possibly,
I mess with Cornelio, and I say,
might be Ephraim.
He might be. He has some Ephraim tendencies.
Right, right.
I think he's Ephraim that was just raised Issachar.
Okay.
He got too many good Ephraim qualities.
We all like tacos.
That's my brother. That's my brother.
Peace to
wow, you're so...
Stop it.
Yeah, but we don't all like jalapenos.
Right.
Hey. Right, Princess Court, right?
Right.
Hey. The hell is this?
Jalapeno hating. Right? Damn. Okay, I'll come back to it in the scripture. Let's go to the book. All right.
Let's go. We've been waiting for a month now.
Eating up, y'all.
It's been a month, right?
Let's do
it. It's been like a month?
Three weeks?
Nah, yeah, about a month. About a month.
So we're going to read some excerpts from here in Lost Tribes and Promised Land. I might not get on the sisters tonight.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm looking at the time.
Oh, Lord.
We got 6 hours, remember?
Yeah, you did kind of.
I'm down, bro.
Hey, let's go.
Oh,
you did say that.
Turn it into what they call those things, like a triathlon or a
telethon.
Telethon.
Yeah, we can do a telethon. Call on in. 6 hours to go.
Ephraim is seriously scattered in the mainland USA, but I'm gonna tell you, just based on my travels, you ain't gonna see a lot repent here from the USA.
Damn it.
That's just listen. The Lord knoweth. The Lord knoweth.
Right.
Your wife.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Your wife don't want you to go home. She said, do it.
Damn. You don't want me to come home? Wow.
Damn it.
She said, do it. Dude. She don't want me to come home. Damn.
Oh, damn.
I know. That's like I had told her one time. And like, travel used to be like kind of, she would be like, oh, damn, you know, I'm going to miss you when you're gone. Now when I travel, she'd be like, nah, we good. I said, the other day I'm trying to get some sympathy, you know. I said, hey, what, you know. I said, when you look at the works of the disciples, you know, they had to travel for months at a time sometimes.
Right.
I said, what happens when I got to do a month somewhere? Mm. Oh, we good. You just got
to stop
it. I said, oh, snap. yeah. Okay. We're not going to get through this whole chapter today. But when I used to read it, because, you know, you try to not read the whole book. You just go to the good parts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard to spend that much time in an outside book, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not really doing your reading in the Bible like you want, so you kind of start feeling a little guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of just peruse through it, you know? Like, one of the things you do is you could go to the index and look for certain key words and kind of read passages that way. But sometimes when you're reading, you find more stuff, right? So what prompted me to go back to this was as we started visiting South America. Guys, Asher's a really big tribe. So Asher's a really big tribe when you look at the way the map is laid out.
Mm-hmm.
I know the way we summarize it doesn't name all the countries that's in there, but I've said this before, the easy way to think about it is save for Chile and Argentina, the rest of South America is all Asher.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're supposed to have the 10,000s of Ephraim on this little island. So we know that Ephraim are the Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
That's a certainty based on the stuff we brought out, the Coqui and everything else, the mountains, mm-hmm. the ancient stuff like that. So those 10,000 got to be somewhere, right? So let's read this. So this is Lost Tribes and Promised Lands. The way this chapter throws you off is that it says a lost tribe discovered in New York. And if you're not reading in detail, you think when he meets the tribe of Joseph, because I will give you that much of a spoiler, he says that he met the tribe of Joseph. But he did not meet the tribe of Joseph in New York.
Mm.
Mm. This goes into the later chapters where they talk about a lost tribe in New York, right?
Okay.
Oh, now she's trying to clean it up, my wife. She said, you got to do the work. We're trained. Oh, damn, prison's court. I don't think we're really doing a marathon. We're going to see how far we go. All right?
We're calling off tomorrow.
I know, they're talking all that. Give me an hour over, and they're going to be all like.
No, if we go through the whole chapter, we won't.
No. We're not going to go through the whole chapter today. We're not. Go ahead, read.
In September 1644, a Portuguese Marano named Antonio de Montezinos arrived in Amsterdam after having lived for some years in South America and proceeded to tell the leaders of the recently established Jewish community there a story that caused them to think of him as a latter-day Eldad and Danite. Eldad the Danite.
Come on.
2.5 years before he told them while traveling in the...
So a couple of things you want to get out of this. They started bringing the conquistadors during Columbus's reign.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're over here almost 150 years later,
right
from the landing. They started to establish... It wasn't just Christianity that was here.
Mm-hmm.
They all knew that the lost tribes were here, and they came because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just because of the wealth. They read the scriptures, even though if it wasn't for them. Mm-hmm. And I've gone over this before on the show. When you read in Ezra's, when you read in 2nd Ezra's how they took this journey, what gets left out of that is that it took time. They had to procure ships, mm-hmm. in some cases build them. They needed supplies. They needed to resupply along the way. And in order to resupply, they needed currency.
Right.
And currency wasn't accepted everywhere. It's not like you can take a dollar and exchange it everywhere. You needed gold and precious metals and gems that universally was received as something of note. I've shown that in Ezra's, when Darius gave the Israelites rain, he also gave reparations. And it speaks about the gold and precious gems. You read that in Ezra 1, right? Talking about in the main Bible.
Yep.
Not in 2nd or 1st Ezra's, right? They knew this. So they knew that wealth of those former empires, if the lost tribes were there, then that wealth got to be there too.
Right?
So, you know, they speak about these things of like the fountain of youth and all this other stuff like that, right? All those things come from a misunderstanding and how it got misconstrued. But what it really was biblical, right? And what happens is, if we have time, we'll talk about it later. Under the Romans and historically, Egypt did a form of it too. Every empire, they had this thing called damnatio memoriae, which we'll see if we talk about it later. But we know about iconoclasm and breaking images, but damnatio memoriae it means condemnation of memory. And what it is when they had something against someone, a house, a lineage, or a people, they would erase them from history. Some of the ways that you erase from history, and I've gone over this when I went over the Zionism stuff, is rather than erase them and then replace them so people stop looking for them. And that's where you have the so-called Jewish that profess to be the lineage of the scriptures, and they're not the ancient Israelites, right? They're Israelis, according to the scripture, right? That's a form of damnatio memoriae, okay? I have the link. I put it up for you. I have two of them. I have a wiki one, and I have that one. So we're not bringing that up right now. What I do want you to stop for a second and pull up is the Marano, so we understand what the Marano is. And I didn't have time to pull up the other stuff that Bishop had pulled up, but a lot of times when you hear Spaniard or Spanish Jew, remember, during the Inquisition and everything else, many of those people were Israelites, and they were dark-skinned, all right? And they were operating under those churches to avoid persecution, a handful of them, okay? But their heart's desire was to try to find the rest of their people. So I'm not saying that Montesinos was or was not. I don't know. I haven't read enough to decipher if he was really us. And later, when we read about Manasseh ben Israel, which wrote The Hope of Israel, it's a very famous book to this day. And he goes, and there's, I have not been able to find a copy of that. I would love to get a copy of that because there's some stuff in there where he basically got inspired by what we're reading here from Montesinos. And that inspired him to come to, and he was no slouch. He was an authority on the lost tribes in his day.
Right.
And he was, he came here for a time, but he was like in Amsterdam, I think, primarily. But he did missions here to this side of the world, to be amongst the indigenous. And he firmly believed that us here, the so-called, that you know, that the ignorant amongst us say that we're not, Northern Kingdom's not the so-called Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Remember, Bishop brought out Ladinos, right?
Yes.
Instead of Latinos, it was Ladinos, and they speak about us being dark, okay? So there's some inference here. Mm. There's some me just kind of, you know, not solidly saying some stuff, but you got to keep your mind open to that, especially when you're dealing with, like I said, when we get to explain and read a little bit Damnation Memoriae, you'll understand the way they manipulate the history and how they write the history books. And you would think it's just total elimination, and that seems implausible to a lot of people, and you're right. To totally eliminate something is almost like martyrdom, and it makes it mystical almost, right? So instead of eliminating it totally, they leave little crumbs out there, and most people don't accept it for what it is because they're like, ah, no, they accept the status quo,
right?
And so what if the remnant knows it, right? Because they're, people are going to think they're nut jobs saying that stuff, right? Oh, you're reading about Manasseh ben Israel now? I can't find his book anywhere in print. It was so old. I think it's called The Hope of Israel. And it has some, I mean, it's not incredibly earth-shattering, but he goes heavy into
Was he the one that went, like, broke?
If you find one cheap, buy it for me real quick, and I'll give you the money. The Hope of Israel. But let's read about Marano. I posted that for you. Okay, so this is what a Marano is. Go ahead.
Marranos is one of the terms used in relation to Spanish and Portuguese Jews who converted or were forced by the Spanish and Portuguese crowns to convert to Christianity during the 15th and 16th
centuries. Right, so they might show a picture of somebody that looks more like a modern Latino or maybe even looks like a conquistador. Whether or not that's a true depiction, none of that matters. Mm. What matters is what Bishop brought out about the Inquisition and what we know about Spain and how they rolled, okay, is that they were Jews who were converted or were forced to convert to Christianity.
So
All right?
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
So Marranos, Morenos, and Moors are basically Jews.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Marranos are talking about Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about Israelites. Because you look at this and you're thinking the rabbis and things like that, and some of them were. Because remember, that's part of their Damnation Memoriae of trying to bring that stuff out and do that sort of thing, all right? And some of them were. But the fact that Manasseh ben Israel and Montesinos so firmly believed and was in support that we were the lost tribes and not to try to subject us, because others believed it and wanted to just take our wealth. You have remnants of us, like, so for Bartolome de las Casas was another one, although he was a Franciscan friar, that was, he was from all accounts, was sympathetic towards us as a people. This is why he accounts it and showed all the atrocities in his drawings and in his books about what happened to us when the conquistadors came here, right? Mm-hmm. So Marranos, okay, as far as historically, is dealing with those that were forced to convert to Christianity, okay? Excuse me. And as we read about Manasseh ben Israel later, I'm getting all excited and messing up my getting hiccups and stuff. We were forced to convert to Christianity, right? So Montesinos very likely was, and I'm going to show you very likely, because he got locked up while he was here in South America. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, who spends time locked up more than us, right? I mean, I know it's stereotypical, but you know what I'm saying? They threw the black man in jail. So I'm pretty sure he's us, right? But go ahead, keep reading.
But continued to practice Judaism in secrecy.
So here's the key thing with Marranos. This is why I say many of them, probably the majority of them, were actual Israelites. Mm. They had Israelite descendancy.
Right, right.
Because they didn't wholeheartedly go to Christianity. They continued to practice Judaism in secrecy. They were just trying to go with the flow to kind of, you know, not be persecuted to right. that extent. Go ahead, come on.
In secrecy, or were suspected of it,
uh-huh.
referred to as crypto-Jews.
That goes with Psalms 83, where they talk about thy hidden ones, right? Crypto, right? right? Crypto's like hidden, right? Crypto-Jew, come on.
Crypto-Jew is the term increasingly preferred in scholarly works instead of Marrano.
Why? Because Marrano is what's in all the old history books. So they want that understanding to go away so you don't make the connections that we were just making, okay?
Right, right.
As far as dealing with the Marranos, all right? And then they have a depiction there, and of course they're going to put Edomites. It says a secret Passover cedar in Spain during the time of the Inquisition. We know now, based on the excellent teachings that Bishop brought out for several weeks on the Inquisition, that they was dealing with real Jews,
right.
real Israelites, right. right? Not the depiction of the picture you see here, all right? What were you going
to
say?
So this is just like what happened to us during the time of the Maccabees.
Exactly what happened
okay.
in the time of the Maccabees.
All right.
The exact same thing. Now, let's go back to the book, okay? Are you looking for it for sale? You don't see it?
I'm trying to find something. Yeah.
Said it, okay. They said in the comments it's on Thrift Books.
It's on Thrift Books?
Yeah.
I would love to have that book so I can kind of go through it. I would love to have it. All right. Let's go.
All right. 2.5 years before, he told them.
Well, oh, no, start from the beginning. In September 1644.
In September 1644, a Portuguese Marrano named Antonio de Montesinos arrived in Amsterdam after having lived for some years in South America and proceeded to tell the leaders of the recently established Jewish community.
Of which Manasseh ben Israel was a prominent leader there. Go ahead, come on.
There, a story that caused them to think of him as a latter-day Eldad the Danite.
Come on.
Two and a half years before, he told them.
So he's in Amsterdam at this point telling the other Marranos, okay, of what he experienced in his 2.5 year pilgrimage mm-hmm. here in Arsareth. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, come on.
2.5 years before, he told them, while traveling in the wild mountains of Quito.
In Quito, which mm-hmm. is the capital of Ecuador, where we have IUIC of Ecuador in Quito.
Shout out.
The first Northern Kingdom school for IUIC was in Quito.
Let's go!
Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, the topic is the 10,000s of Ephraim.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm going to show you something. Just like, I'm just going to say this. Just like you wonder where all the Gadites and Reubenites are.
Don't do it.
Look at Officer Rubain.
Just like you wonder where all the Gadites and Reubenites are, damn, you might ask yourself, where are the 10,000s of Ephraim?
Where are the 10,000s of Ephraim?
I'm going to show you today potentially some of the 10,000s of Ephraim.
Bring it out.
Okay, go ahead, come on.
He had heard some of his Indian guides remark that the natives of that country deserved all the suffering they had undergone at the hands of the Spaniards.
Come on.
When he asked them to explain why they thought such a thing, they had replied mysteriously that it was because we so badly treated a holy people, the greatest in the world.
Right. So I've gone over the castas before,
mm-hmm.
right? And the mixes, right? So it's going to jump back and forth a little bit. You got to stay with me as we read this. This is why I say, like, in the past, I've glazed over this, but something made me go back to it after we started visiting South America, and because it stood out to me. And he's saying that he had an Indian guide, which was their way to talk mm-hmm. about indigenous there, but mm-hmm. then he's saying there's another indigenous that these Indians, meaning that even though he was Indian, he was probably part of those castas that he acknowledged that his line might have been more Spaniard than it was indigenous.
Right, right.
Right? Because he's saying there was a sect of them that treated the real Israelites that were native there so badly, right? So he's saying that they all deserve to be jacked up. Now, it's not for us to determine. Remember, Hosea says they gave him a miscarrying womb, mm-hmm. so a lot of them didn't endure to the last days. But I want you to stay with me because you don't fall off the horse that you see Indian and then you see the Indian talking about his own people, right? Some of them might not be, or some of them it might simply be that they didn't realize that they were of that descent also. And that's why I mentioned the castas, because the castas had, was it like 16 different?
Oh, it was a lot. I don't remember.
So the castas is the caste, and I've gone over this before. Las castas, you can look it up. And there's a whole thing. I think I found the slideshow I had of it. I had learned about Las Castas when I was taking Latin American studies in college, when I was going for my bachelor's. And I was already in the truth, so it got me really inquisitive about finding certain things out. And, yeah, so you have all those classifications of Las Castas.
I just sent you a picture.
Right. And I want to show it because maybe some people never saw that show, people forget, whatever it was.
So it was 16.
I was right. So 16. So there's 16 castas, okay? 16. He said Barnes & Noble has that book right now for $3.99. Ooh, quick, look for it.
Well, it's I see it too, but it's like $36. I don't know if it's the real. I'm trying to see what when this came out.
Right, we got to see when it was published. And
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. Because his work was 16-something. I'm looking at...
Yeah. Well, this was in 1644, and then his works came after. I think it says here that he wrote it in...
Right, so I'm trying to see...
1681 is when it was published, because he wrote a lot of books.
Right, yes, that's the Benizzi. Right there.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to get through all of it, because there's a lot here. 1652, yes.
It was translated into English.
Right.
So that's the thing. It's
so
all in there. So
in these castas, can you put the castas back for me? And see, the one I had a little more clearly, but there's little descriptions there of, they remember, they're very particular. They do a diligent search about keeping track of
lineage,
right? Mm-hmm. So I'll just read a few of them for the sake of time. So we'll start in the upper left. It says...
Español con India, mestizo.
Right? So Español con India, mestizo, right? So a Spaniard with a... It's feminine.
Right.
India... was a mestizo. So when you hear mestizo, that's not an Israelite.
Right.
Because he got with the native, the indigenous woman, right? And then from there you get a mestizo, right?
Con española.
Con española, they call it cantizo, right? So they kept it as it watered down because now that's still the seed of the father, right?
Right.
Castizo.
Con española, español. Español con mora. Mulatto.
Now, so now you go to another Spaniard with what they call a Moor, you got a mulatto, all right? Or mulatto, if you say it in English, right? Mulatto con española was called a morisco, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Morisco con española was called a chino. Chino con India, salta atas, atias.
Salta atas.
But go all the way down to the 16th one. The point was, keep going.
That's it.
Is that all of it?
Yeah.
There's one that it says like the return.
Oh.
Something vuelta or something. The point was, they had it, it's that the way they write the script is hard
scroll
to
down.
See.
I didn't read the ones at the bottom. Logo.
I have a better one where it's clearer.
Scroll up.
And it might even be more than 16 then. Damn. Because there's one that basically means the return. Mm. Meaning that the remnants did survive even though you had all this mixing. So the point that I'm making is that this potential Indian guy looking at the castas might have been one of these mixes here. So though he looked indigenous, he might have been Morisco or Chino or Mulatto or something like that. I gotta look for the one I got, and it shows you that. I wouldn't be surprised if they updated it and changed it for that. But I have the slide somewhere. I don't know if I have it in my Dropbox, but I'm not gonna look for it now. But I'll remind me, and then maybe when we come back, I'll show it so people can see that. Basically, through all that mixing, it gets confusing. There's a way where it winds up that a native gets with the woman again, and you wind up having, despite the woman being all mixed,
right,
winds up being a pure blood Israelite again. And that goes with Hosea. We're talking
just
about
like
the miscarrying womb. Just like that.
Like that. That's
so
crazy.
So for all those people that say too much mixing and all this other stuff,
forget
that Eat of My
it.
Blood is so strong
yeah,
that
whatever.
It killed off our race.
Stop the cow.
Stop it.
I got to look for it because I want to find it. There's one that basically means the return.
Mm.
So through all that they kept track, they knew when you got back and became pure blood again.
Judah blood.
Because all it takes is one Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what that seed is.
Damn, he wipe out all of
that. He wipe out all of that.
God,
so you want to talk about the seed that's good blood? Mm. That's that royal seed.
Right.
Man.
That holy seed.
That holy seed.
Oh, my God.
That'll wipe all this nonsense of the way they kept track of that.
Give me Bible.
That's heavy.
Right? And then it clearly, can you pull out from this picture? Notice how it starts light
and
it gets dark again.
Yeah, they,
and all that means, that's that speckled bird that you read
crazy.
About Jeremiah about
right.
Peter. All right? That's what that cake not turned.
Mm-hmm.
And people say that don't mean what it says.
Whatever.
Can you get that real quick? Is Hosea 7 and 8?
7 and 8.
Yep. Get that real quick. For the people that say, oh, there's no way. For we the light skins, but we Israel.
Bro. This is the book of Hosea, chapter 7, verse
8.
Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people.
Now, when it says Ephraim here, it's talking about all northern kingdom. We just showed you a screenshot of being mixed among all the people. Go ahead, come on.
Ephraim is a cake not turned.
Ephraim is a cake not turned, meaning we go from light to dark to in between, all right? You have every color amongst the northern kingdom, all right? Now, that reminds me, too. Notice it talks about the women here.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about in Genesis 49, the branches have gone over the wall.
Mm.
What's the branch of your seed, your descendancy? They call it a family tree.
Family tree.
We have El Morro. That's the wall, the fort that they built there.
Yes.
Every country has one, but Puerto Rico is very known for it.
Mm.
When it says it's branches, let's read it real quick. Let's read it real quick, and then I'm going to come back to the book. I know I got to make the connection.
Let's
I guess we're not going to talk about the women tonight. We got to fix the title.
It ain't the ladies' night.
Nah, but we're going to get them. We got to deal with that wonderful woman effect. We're going to get them.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get them.
We're going to get them.
It ain't the ladies' night, but don't
That's
forget
why
about
if
it.
If your only argument is that I'm light-skinned and I ain't got an afro,
you need to shut up because you ain't got no
Stop
biblical
it.
Argument.
Roy,
all right?
Roy.
You ain't got no biblical. The 12, look, see, look, someone talking about the 12 tribes chart is false.
Oh, God.
No.
Six.
Stop it.
We only debate
though.
Our equals. Everybody
right.
else we teach. Have
That's
a seat.
Right.
Have a seat. 12 tribe chart is false. We just bringing out the scriptures on it. Genesis
right.
49.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm in 49. Where
the blessing on Ephraim.
Come on, brothers. We go, and you want to go to South America? Come on, man. The hell.
I know they
it?
Can't even. They can't even.
It's 20 something.
Hint: yeah. If you want to go to South America, you better learn
26.
Some of this stuff.
I'm looking at 26. Joseph. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The book of Genesis, chapter 49, and verse 26.
Verse one first.
The book of Genesis 49, verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
Right? It says, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what will befall you in the last days. Knowing that we're talking about the last days, all right? Now, jump to the verse.
Verse 26. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors.
No, verse 22.
Man,
you ain't going to South
Joseph
America.
Joseph is a fruitful bow,
mm-hmm.
even a fruitful bow by a well.
Right, a fruitful bow, meaning 10,000, many children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Says even a fruitful bow by a well. That goes into the same thing about the blessings,
mm-hmm.
all right, of the deep and everything else. A well of wealth. Go ahead, come on.
Whose branches run over the wall.
His descendancy runs over the wall. You're not going to find them all in that land.
Mm.
You're not going to find them all in that land.
Damn, that's border. True.
Okay. There's a little precept in mine. And I think branches says daughters.
Daughters, yep.
Mm-hmm. Right?
His daughters run
His
over
daughters.
The wall.
So going back to the castas that I put out here, right? Going back to the casta, can you put the picture back? Okay. It shows the woman, and then it shows how the woman mixed, and I got to find the one that shows the return.
Okay.
You're trying to find it today, but you're probably not because they probably took it off of there.
No,
I have to give it to you from my slides.
I read it, and then it's funny. It says, no te entiendo con India. So it's like, I don't understand you with an Indian. So it's like, bro, these names that they gave them. But I don't want to go outside. Go ahead.
Right. So.
Just right quick.
Real quick.
I know, he messing me all the hell up.
No, I'm just reading. Go ahead.
Even though this happened this way, this still goes with what I'm saying, that the branches went over the wall. That means you'll see more of Ephraim and Ephraim's descendancy somewhere else and not just in Puerto Rico.
Uh-oh.
Just like I said earlier.
Uh-oh.
Where's all the Gadites and where are all the Reubenites? You're thinking, powwow. You're thinking powwow.
Yes.
And you think you're going to have all powwow, stereotypical Gadites, excuse me, and Reubenites in here.
Right.
But where's a lot of Gad and Reuben within the tribe of Judah?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That part right there. Right there.
I'll just stop there and let you think about that while we go back to the book.
I mean, I think I caught a whiff. Woo! Caught a whiff.
Okay, come on.
Are we in the Bible or are we in the book? Which book?
He does this every time I go over something like...
The Bible or the book?
Enthralling to him.
I'm looking at a picture.
Give me Bible.
Yeah, can we get... Wait, where are we at?
Where are we at?
I'll confirm.
Genesis 49?
No, we're back in the book.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
Waiting for IT.
Read it from the beginning again.
In September 1644, a Portuguese Marano named Antonio de Montezinos arrived in Amsterdam after having lived for some years in South America and proceeded to tell the leaders of the recently established Jewish community there a story that caused them to think of him as a latter-day Eldad the Danite.
No, we're not saying Gad is Judah. We're saying that some people are repping tribes, and they might be something else.
That part.
And we know that, damn, I wish I should have downloaded the picture. They show, like, the dark, they look like Judah Gadites. Like, there was a picture that I think Deacon Isaac, somebody posted the other day, and it showed them, like, looking like your prototypical, but they were, like, dark. Like, they were darker than...
They were black like this.
They were black like the shirts that we're rocking, right?
Damn.
Go ahead. Come on.
2.5 years before, he told them, while traveling in the wild mountains of Quito.
Which is in Ecuador. Go ahead. Which is Asher.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He had heard some of his Indian guides remark that the natives of that country deserved all the suffering they had undergone at the hands of the Spaniards.
Uh-huh.
When he asked them to explain why they thought such a thing, they had replied mysteriously that it was because we so badly treated a holy people, the greatest in the world.
Come on.
Nothing more had been offered by them on this point. But later in the same conversation, Francisco, one of the Indian guides, had declared that his countrymen would be avenged upon the Spaniards in time anyway.
Francisco, one of the other Indian guides, so this Francisco said that his countrymen would be avenged upon the Spaniards, meaning
damn,
he still had a semblance of his history. Go ahead, come on.
Declared that his countrymen would be avenged upon the Spaniards in time anyway, by means of a people now hidden.
By means of a people now hidden. Come on.
The two.
Can we get that in Psalms 83 against our hidden ones?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Let's get that.
Man. The book of Psalms, chapter 83.
Oh, Ephraim represent. I'm scattered in AZ, too. Ephraim represent. Now, I don't think that was it, but that's a good one. Cherokee tribes in the Carolinas were reclassified as Negro and other slaves. Let's show that one. I'll use that one. Cherokee tribes in the Carolinas were reclassified as Negro and other slaves. This picture is over 100 plus years. It shows how the Carolina Cherokee looked.
Damn man.
You would see that face today.
Right.
And say that's a Judite.
Right.
So my statement earlier, because people get all uppity about tribes, I just want, I don't want to offend nobody.
Mm-hmm.
God knows and Christ knows.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of Judah.
Mm-hmm. Carolina.
That's not Judah.
Bring it out.
Right, north and south.
They're Gad and Simeon, and
Reuben.
Right, all right? Right. They're Gad and Reuben, just like in its potential in any tribe, but there's a prevalence of it where they dwelled a lot together.
Right.
Damn.
there's a prevalence of it where they dwelled a lot together. We went over the history of Cartagena. There's probably some Judah in Cartagena.
Yep.
Raised and living for centuries like if they Colombians.
Mm-hmm. Benton?
Right. Benson, you have something to say? Leave the picture up while we're talking. They don't need to see me. They need to see the dark, Judah-looking brother.
Like this.
Dios mio. You guys
from the Carolina.
Oh, what happened to picture in pictures? Yeah. The hell is going on? We got five. We got 10 hands out there. We got five brothers, 10 hands.
Five booties.
I did not say booties.
No.
Stop it.
Oh, you can say 10 nalgas because there's five of them.
Oh, God.
You got two butt cheeks on each. So that's 10 nalgas.
10 nalgas.
10 nalgas. Okay.
Benson, you're right.
And they can't get the production value right.
Come on, man. Where's the? I need somebody's tune here for them. Go ahead, Benson.
Benson,
you're right.
It don't matter no more.
Are you gonna admit that you might be from the tribe of Gad yourself?
No, actually, I was just gonna say a lot of the Gadites have Negro on their birth certificates from back in the day,
right?
Because they're associated to being so-called African American,
right?
But
right.
they're actually from the tribe of Gad or Reuben, like you mentioned,
right? And like someone just mentioned in the comments, that's why Bishop said, yes, we must know the tribes, but don't get all crazy
mm-hmm.
about that anymore,
mm-hmm.
because we're discovering now how that few in number was really going into. That's why I brought out the preservation tactic that's there among all nations. You read that in Acts 2, where you're called this, that, and everything.
Right.
You don't think that's going to happen in the tribes, too?
Mm. Mm.
Damn. That might be Judah.
Man.
Let's go. Come on in.
No, I'm 1,000% Ephraim.
Yeah.
No, I'm Ephraim.
Okay.
Yeah?
I believe it.
I'm Ephraim. Ephraim. Why? We need Ephraim.
Right.
Yes,
I'm
we
Ephraim.
Because they push the people.
Because they push the people. All right.
That's right.
We pushing the people.
And you are a bully. So that two go.
Yeah.
Two go together.
Yeah. Rhinos are straight bullies. Psalms 83.
Read that. All right. Because we just read in the book, he said that they would be avenged of the mm-hmm. Spaniards by the means of a people now hidden. Come on.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 83, verse 1. Keep not thy silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God.
Right. That's like what we read earlier about that. We're not going to be quiet day and night against them, right? We're going to keep bringing this stuff out. In Isaiah, go ahead, come on.
For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head.
Read.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones.
And consulted against thy hidden ones. That's not no coincidence. It got misconstrued. I'm sure Francisco couldn't say that it was from
mm-hmm.
this verse in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
but he knew that he heard his countrymen say, don't worry, there's a hidden people we're
mm-hmm.
going to avenge against these Spaniards.
Right.
All right, let's go back to the book.
Back to the book.
Let's go back to the book. One of the Indian Spaniards in time anyway, by means of a people now hidden.
Come on.
The two references apparently were to the same people, but Montezinos, not seeing their full meaning in that moment, had put the whole matter out of mind for the time being.
Right, so he was just like, damn, you know, he didn't think about it. I'm going to show you when he thought about it, though. When you locked up in jail and you got nothing but time,
right.
His mind went back to that encounter.
Mm.
Go ahead, come on.
Upon his return to Cartagena.
Cartagena. Mm-hmm. So now he's in Colombia, which is another Asherite country.
Bring it out.
Go ahead.
The Judaism.
Judaizing.
He needs some milk.
Judaizing.
Montezinos, who was a Marano, who was basically a secret Jew, right? He was walking around as a Marano, but in South America, he was looking for Israelites.
Uh-huh.
He was teaching it. What they forgot in that they couldn't read the Bibles of the day and didn't have those scrolls anymore,
mm-hmm.
those scriptures, he was trying to bring that back to them in his
mm-hmm.
time. A lot of that stuff is left out of what we're reading here.
Mm.
But when it says he was Judaizing, he was trying to tell them who they were. Go ahead, come on.
The Judaizing Montezinos had found himself accused by the Inquisition and put in prison.
Why? Because he was supposed to be a Marano, which was a Christian now. Mm. But during the Inquisition, that's what I'm saying. He was not a Spaniard.
Right.
All right? He was an Israelite that was being jacked up during the Inquisition.
Right.
Like the rest of the Ladinos of our people.
Right.
Go ahead, come on.
Praying for salvation in his cell one day, he was reciting what was by then a standard formula.
turn next page. Go ahead, come on.
Among New World Maranos, blessed be the name of the Lord, who has not made me an idolater, a barbarian, a Negro, an Indian, when suddenly be stopped. Those Indians, he told himself, they are Hebrew.
Right, so notice what he said. Though he was Judaizing, remember, he was praying and raised. It was a lot of confusion, so he was raised Christian. Notice what one of those Christian prayers was under Catholicism.
Damn.
Who has not made me an idolater, a barbarian, a Negro, an Indian. But deep down, he knew something was off,
right?
And he said he paused in the midst of his prayer. Go ahead, come on.
And when suddenly he stopped, those Indians, he told himself, they are Hebrew.
Right, because he remembered the thing from Francisco and the 2 years that he spent there Judaizing. And he said, oh, snap. And guess what? He also mentions Negro. So if Negro and Indian caught him, he's letting you know Judah and Ephraim. They knew that the so-called blacks were Israelites also.
Damn. One second. So you telling me that this is a Catholic prayer that says, blessed
yes.
be the name of the God that did not make me a nigger or a savage?
Yes. Yes. A nigger or speak. Blessed be the Lord
Your
God.
Speak.
Yes.
Speak and span.
Right.
Doggone it.
Right. Go ahead. Come on.
Damn.
Pondering the thought, incredulously, and yet with growing conviction, he resolved that if he ever was released, he would seek out conviction.
He would seek out
the Indian Francisco and try to learn the
strong
truth.
Strong and wrong.
He was cold.
He's a whole line
Damn,
up.
My
strong
man.
And wrong.
It caught you. It's all good.
Montezino's story unclear as to the circumstances of his incarceration.
Right, but we know the Inquisition locked him up.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, he was conditioned with that prayer,
mm-hmm.
not realizing. It wasn't until he was there that he said, oh, snap.
Damn, the Most High activated.
I'm praying against my people.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, come on.
Is equally unclear as to those of his release. But released he was, and he immediately went to Francisco.
So he went and found this guy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how long he was locked up, but mm-hmm. he was locked up, and he went and found this guy that told him this. Right? Go ahead. Come on.
Revealing himself as a Jew, Montezinos proclaimed his...
So he's letting you know that Morano thing was important. That's why I brought it out early, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we bring it comes up again when they talk about Manasseh ben Israel. Who wasn't going by the name Manasseh ben Israel at that time, right? He was able to kind of swear it off when he came over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to Amsterdam. Because in Amsterdam, during that time of the Inquisition, that was one of the only places where you were allowed to profess yourself to be an Israelite.
Damn.
Okay, go ahead, come on.
Montezinos proclaimed his conviction that Francisco's hidden people were of the same race as he. Would Francisco lead him to them?
Come on.
The two men were soon back in the rugged mountains in which Francisco had made his initial revelation,
uh-huh.
marching relentlessly for a week before they finally came to a halt.
So, though this is where people got confused early on when you didn't really read the chapter, the title of the chapter says A Lost Tribe Discovered in New York, that they mentioned that in later pages. It's not referring to that.
Damn.
He's in South America mm-hmm. in the land of Asher. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, come on.
It was a Saturday. Montezinos makes a point of telling us, and they had come to a river larger than the Douro. Are there echoes of the
That's your boy. You're trying
Duero.
To take him to South America.
Duero.
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 Duro.
It's like English or Spanish.
Oh, God.
Duro. Go ahead. Come on.
Duero. Are there echoes of the Sambatian? All of this. Here, Francisco announced, is where your brothers will be seen. Waving a banner high in the air, the Indian guide soon was greeted by a puff of smoke far beyond the other bank of the river. In response to his signal.
In South America,
right.
in the land of Asher. Go ahead, come on.
The two men waited. Eventually, a canoe appeared, bearing three men and a woman, all of them Indians, to the place where Francisco and Montezinos were standing at
Hold
the
up.
Water's edge.
Oh, snap. Hold on. We usually read this, and we think it's in New York.
It's not in New York.
Yo,
I've been sitting on this for a while. for like a year and a half.
Yo!
I've been sitting on this for like a year and a half.
Yo! My mind is so blown right now.
Go ahead.
Because I know what we're about to read.
No. And when it all comes together with all the scriptures that I brought out, you're going to see what I'm saying. And then we're going to go back and we're going to read the one about Asher. But
yo!
Go ahead.
The woman got off and spoke to... I've read this before, too. Now I get it. Wow.
Bro, okay. Don't mess up the
I'm
flow.
Sorry,
can you go
sorry,
back?
I'm sorry.
Can you go back? Eventually, a canoe appeared. Start there.
Waving a banner high in the air, and the Indian guide soon was greeted by a puff of smoke far beyond the other bank of the river. In response to his signal, the two men waited. Eventually, a canoe appeared, bearing three men and a woman, all of them Indians, to the place where Francisco and Montezinos were standing at the water's edge.
In South America. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The woman got off and spoke to Francisco in an Indian tongue that Montezinos could not understand.
So she was speaking the local dialect. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Although he could perceive that he was being identified in the conversation.
You know how when some of us talk Spanish, mm-hmm. right, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, they're talking about me.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come on.
Although he could perceive that he was being identified in the conversation, she then turned to her male companions to explain the situation. Upon hearing her words, they rose, went over to Montezinos, and, to his utter astonishment, said,
don't mess this up.
Shema? Yisrael?
Uh-huh.
Adonai?
Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Can we get that in the scripture?
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 4.
Yes.
He said, nope.
It says, this is
Yo.
What you should teach your children. This is why they knew that. Because you're supposed to, it's in 4.
But this was back in, what, 1600s?
Is it 4? When it talks about starting with the kids, it's the beginning of 4, right? Teach them.
Sorry. Sons.
It's in that part.
4 and 6, and it's
4 and 6, 6 and 7. 4, 6, and 7.
Okay.
He said.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4.
No.
That's six. Chapter 6.
Hold on. Start at 4. 6 and 4. We had it backwards.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Come on, keep reading.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
Come on.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
That's all I wanted to that.
Damn.
That's something that our people foundationally taught. When I go over parenting classes, oftentimes I start up there because you're supposed to start and tell them that, right? Mm. Because that's something that is only taught amongst us, that we bring them to identifying that. Let's go back to the book. Right?
That's
so he says, upon hearing the words, they rose. If you want to try it again, to say it.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Ehud.
Come on.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
These were native.
This guy.
But guess what? They were not Asherites. Keep reading. Come on.
They had recited in Hebrew the fundamental credo of Judaism.
Read.
A brief conversation then ensued in their common ancestral tongue, according to Montezinos, whose fluency in it is almost as perplexing to the reader of his narrative.
So they try to discredit him a little and say, like he was embellishing all this,
right?
But go ahead. Come on.
You moved it.
They told him.
As narrative as it that of his. Three mysterious new companions. They told him that they were themselves of the tribe of Reuben.
So these guys were Reubenites. Okay, these guys were Reubenites where Asher is. Go ahead, come on.
And that the tribe of Joseph lived on an island nearby.
And that Joseph lived on an island nearby.
No.
And that Joseph lived on an island. No. They came close by. Now, the nearby could be anything, but I'm going to show you something.
Right.
Can we put up the map?
It's not Puerto Rico. It's not talking about Puerto Rico?
Yes, but...
Because they're in Cartagena right here, right?
No, they're...
Oh, they're in Quito.
Yes.
They're back in Quito right here?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Puerto Rico is the one I circled.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
It's hard to grasp in maps right? But understand that we understood the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the ancient Arawaks, okay, and the Caribs, and how we moved in that region,
mm-hmm.
we all traded with each other, and we did stuff with each other, and that we also married amongst each other.
Right.
So that means, just like I would go visit my in-laws and visit my daughter and my sons that were married and given in marriage to the other tribes, we would be where? Look at the route, how easy it is to get
mm-hmm.
to Cartagena,
mm-hmm.
and then down from Cartagena, you can get into Ecuador and where he found Francisco. Quito's a little further down, like where the white is, down that way.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
And Manasseh also not being too far. So when it says Joseph, right? So what's happening here is there was remnants of Reuben and Ephraim and Manasseh
mm-hmm.
living in Ka,
mm-hmm.
and as well the island and the routes there being geographically reachable. It's not unheard of.
Right.
Damn.
To be able to go through there by water and to be able to meet each other.
Right.
So what does that tell you about where possibly 10,000s of Ephraim might be, as well as a lot of Reubenites?
In South America, bro.
In South America.
Right.
So you got a lot. No bombs. These guys are highlighting and taking notes there.
Oh, my
Nothing.
God.
That's why I put in. That's
you
why I put
guys up. Are freaking terrible.
Oh,
oh my God!
That's why I put in the procurement for. No, I got you.
Oh
but,
my
hey,
God.
Procurement
so
for Road Podcaster 2, I got you.
In the book, so in the book we just read, this
remember,
was back in
remember,
1600.
Hold on. Remember, we read that the branches will be over the
wall.
And it says daughters. We went over the Casas.
Right, right, right.
We went over the 10,000s and the thousands of Manasseh.
Yo,
okay.
Oh
now,
my goodness,
now,
bro.
Get Deuteronomy 33:24.
Yo.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 24. And of Asher, he said.
Refreshing?
They're trying to make up for it. I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come on.
And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children.
Uh-huh.
And let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil.
Blessed uh-huh. with children and acceptable to his brethren for what? To be married. Can we get that in Tobit, chiefly? Marry
yes,
them of your tribe.
Mm.
All right. And then sow it with seed, it says, right?
Yep.
Let's get that in Tobit, all right? So a lot of Asher is actually Ephraimites.
I got you.
That's why you can't get, like Bishop's been bringing out, you can't get nuts with the tribes no more. We everywhere.
Oh, that's
wild. We everywhere. No bombs. These guys are terrible.
Officer Asher might
wait,
be.
Wait. Y'all didn't hear that bomb?
I heard.
Wait, that's because Officer Shia ruined it. Because
oh,
there was a bomb that went off.
Because you're a little slow,
no,
bro. Do it again. Do it again.
We gave a bomb. But
the Taínos are the Arawaks. The Arawaks. So that's anything there that's not Caribs. So when you look at that region of the islands, that would be Dominicans. That would be so-called Puerto Ricans. That would be so-called Cubans. All right? Arawaks.
Yo.
Remember, Taíno was not what we called ourselves. That's what Columbus called us. Taíno.
Yes.
Was a hybrid of Hebrew and whatever our native tongue wound up being that we developed there as a language, which is not too far-fetched to consider because me and Captain Abiel went and saw Dune 2,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about how crazy it is how they speak that language. And he says, it sounds Arabic, but it's not. It sounds Aramaic, but it's not.
Mm.
And he sent me an article when we were reading about the movie.
Yes.
And they have professional people in Hollywood that for these sci-fi movies, they study other linguistics and they make complete languages
mm-hmm.
for these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Dune
crazy.
In particular, these remake in particular,
mm-hmm.
right.
the guy is like a hotshot in Hollywood for making up languages, but he bases them off of real languages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just gibberish and they tell you this is what it means.
Mm-hmm.
He also worked on Lord of the Rings for the Elven language
mm.
and all the languages in that movie.
Mm.
It's a real dialect. If someone wanted to start a country and use the words from Dune,
right.
they have an alphabet and everything. They don't mm. have afters when they do this.
Mm-hmm.
So Taíno was a mixture of hybrid and whatever the over time they wound up making up,
mm-hmm.
which is probably a little, that's why it sounds a little like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Egyptian, Assyrian, Arabic, because it represents all our captivities
mm-hmm.
along with real Hebrew, which
mm-hmm.
is lost to us.
Right.
Right? Which is lost to us. What you have is Yiddish.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk to you about Paleo Hebrew. Nobody knows what the real Paleo Hebrew is.
Right.
It's a dead language. Okay. So when you see these things and the dialects that they have, it's in that language. So what I'm telling you is that as we've read these scriptures and you see that, a lot of Ephraim and even some Reuben are walking around saying they're Asher. And then what does that really tell you if you expand it even more than that? Some are saying they're Naphtali. Some are saying they're Panamanian, Honduran. But I'm telling you very specifically with Asher, if you look at the proximity to be able to get there by water, because there's no roadways. Even now, you have the Darien Gap between Central and South America. That's the migrants cross that, and it's treacherous. Right? I think it's like a 4-mile stretch of they started to try to make a highway. They realized it was unprofitable, and they stopped. It's all wilderness. It's all wilderness. People go through there. They get robbed, raped, drug cartels hang out in there. Like, the horror stories of people that come out of that Darien Gap. It's wilderness. There's anacondas in there. There's all types of crazy. So you got what? You got savage beasts, and you got
savage Negroes.
There's indigenous even about, savage Negroes amongst ourselves that rape the migrants that come through there. Sometimes they kill them, doing all types of crazy stuff in there. So when they make that trek up here, they walk through there. And that's just 1 4-mile gap. Can you imagine how untouched the rest of that was? My point is, though there is a mix and we married each other, we're going to read this in Tobit, in explaining Asher when he says acceptable to his brethren, primarily we're dealing with Joseph, with Ephraim having mixed with Asher. All right. So we just read in the prophecy about how it says he'll have many children and let him be acceptable to his brethren. Mm-hmm. Now read this in Tobit. This is what
the book of Tobit, chapter 4 and verse 12. Beware of all whoredom, my son. And chiefly, take a wife of the seed of thy father, and not a strange woman to wife.
Right. Anything else is whoredom, right? Go ahead. Come on.
Which is not of thy father's tribe. For we are the children of the prophets, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred, and were blessed in their children, and their seed shall inherit the land. Now, therefore, my son, love thy brethren, and despise not in thy heart thy brethren.
Be acceptable to thy brethren. Go ahead, come on.
The sons and daughters of thy people, and not taking a wife of them.
Come on.
For in pride is destruction and much trouble, and in lewdness is decay and great want. For lewdness is the mother of famine.
Wait, I want the one where he says, when you've got your possession, sow it with seed.
Oh, that's Sirach.
That's Sirach. Yeah. Get me that. I'm sorry. Get me that.
Hey, what you call that preach? That...
Darien. D-A-R-I-E-N. Gap. It. The Darien Gap.
The book of Sirach, chapter 26, verse 19. My son, keep the flower of thine age sound, and give not thy strength to strangers. When thou hast gotten a fruitful possession through all the field, sow it with thine own seed.
Sow it with thine own seed.
Trusting in the goodness of thy stock.
Trusting in the goodness of thy stock. Come on.
So thy race, which thou leavest, shall be magnified.
Oh, race is in the Bible. Right, so thy race, which thou leavest, will be magnified. Remember, all of it should start to connect with all the scriptures now. We were scattered amongst all nations. There was a remnant. It doesn't mean that we were fewer numbers. We were greater number. It was just only a few of us that remembered who we were. Like Francisco was one of us, but he was talking like he wasn't,
right?
But he did acknowledge that we at least all hear from this same country, right?
When I was in St. Lucia a couple of years ago, we had a tour guide. The brother spoke like he was Benjamin, right? He said his whole family was Arawak. That brother was darker than dark.
The Caribs are primarily Benjamin and Levi, but you also have some Reuben and even Gad mixed amongst the Caribs as well. Because just like Cuba is so close to the tip of Florida, they are dealing with – so. It's no coincidence. Just think about it geographically. Where do we find Reuben, according to the way the Bible helps us understand?
Georgia, Florida.
In Florida
area.
Around there, right? Florida is 90 miles from Cuba, right? They jump in boats made out of pickup trucks and come over here, right? He said he was talking to Reubenites, and they said Joseph was nearby, right? Meaning that Reuben and Joseph were in South America. So they would stand to reason that Arawaks and Caribs also have carryover in that as well. And that's why, like, a lot of our food, our culture is kind of the same, just slightly different. I spoke about this, like, in some ways, in some respects, how we prepare certain things and stuff like that. Like, our basics are typically the same, right? Very unlike a lot of the rest of the regions, right? And it would make sense when you think about how we were cut off and things like that, right? So tortillas is not really a big thing in South America, right? Mm-hmm. They do more of like the so empanadas, which we have pastelitos, is similar in culinary.
Yes.
And they do the
culinary acumen.
Gosh, why am I drawing a blank right now? The other one, not pupusas, the other one that they do. Arepas.
Arepas.
Arepas. Arepas, right? And there's a lot of carryover in that stuff, right? Let's go back to the book. I want to keep reading, all right? So let's go back to the part where he says they told him they were themselves.
They told him that they were themselves of the tribe of Reuben.
So the two guys and the woman he spoke about were from the tribe of Reuben. Go ahead.
And that the tribe of Joseph lived on an island nearby.
Come on, which is Ephraim. Go ahead.
The day when they were at last to issue forth into the world was coming soon.
Right. That goes into, can we get that at the end of the 2nd Ezra 13, where it says, there they will remain until the latter days.
Mm-hmm. The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13. And verse 46. Then dwelt they there until the latter time.
In Arsareth, here until the latter time. Go ahead, come on.
And now, when they shall begin to come.
Right, and now, meaning, because he was telling Ezra, and now, shortly, this is going to happen, what I just told you is going to happen, right? So it's telling them that they dwelt there to those latter days, right? He says, that day they were at last to issue forth into the world was coming soon. Go ahead, come on, come back to the book.
They were willing to make an exception.
No, they explained.
The
day when they were at last.
The day when they were at last to issue forth into the world was coming soon.
Meaning when they would be known that who the Israelites are. Go ahead, come on.
They explained, but in the meantime, they could not allow visitors to cross over to them.
Right, because they weren't sure who was heathen, who wasn't. They weren't going to let people come over, right?
Right, right?
They were trying to preserve. That means they
keep
were there
the laws.
Keeping laws still.
Like
the rest of them were what? They were not, what's it called? They were colonized, but they were converted to be like the Spaniards, a lot
right,
of them. They
right.
started speaking Spanish and everything else. These
assimilated.
Ones, right, remember, he said they mm-hmm. didn't speak Spanish. Montezino spoke Spanish.
Right.
So, right, so they were trying to avoid assimilation.
Right.
Right. They were segregated because they spoke Hebrew and they spoke the indigenous tongue
mm-hmm.
that they had amongst each
right.
other before mm-hmm. the Spaniards came.
Right.
But they didn't speak Spanish.
Right.
They didn't talk to them in Spanish in any moment.
Right.
So they didn't want people to come over there because they were trying to remain segregated
mm-hmm.
so that they would not be assimilated. Go ahead, come on.
That's heavy because in verse 41, it's the same thing when they said they wanted to keep the laws. They were holding to that.
Yes.
They were sincerely trying to be away from it.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, come on.
They told them that they were themselves of the tribe of Reuben. Oh, no. They were. Say
they
again.
Explain.
The day when they were at the last to issue forth into the world was coming soon. They explained, but in the meantime, they could not allow visitors to cross over to them. They were willing to make an exception in the near future, however, on account of their need for education. For, though they spoke Hebrew,
damn.
They could not read or write it. Would Montezino send them 12 bearded men to be their teachers?
They wanted 12 bearded men
12
to
bearded
be their
men.
Teachers.
Wow. Damn.
They wanted 12 bearded men, representing
yeah,
12
right.
bearded men to be their teachers, right? And 12 tribes. It's representing the 12 tribes,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, come on.
He said he would.
The four strangers returned to their canoe, paddled back across the river, and disappeared from view.
Come on.
Francisco told Montezinos all he knew about these people from his own.
Traditions.
They're not having traditions.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
I know. It's the way I do the pictures. But...
Hello.
From his own traditions, his ancestors, to their eternal shame, had indeed made,
made
war on them and persecuted them. Only the sorcerers of his tribe had perceived that they were a special people and had given warning that they should be left alone. The God of these children of Israel is the true God. They had said, and everything inscribed on their tablets is true.
So they had some things. Mm-hmm. But remember, they couldn't really read or write,
right?
So he's just saying that, look, they have stories that they know. So basically, look. We know that these things were passed down,
mm-hmm.
but we can't read the Hebrew anymore. We can speak it,
mm.
but we never got to the point to read and write it, right?
Mm.
So, but from what was told to us, this was true, what was inscribed on this. There's another book called Las Aztecas that says something similar dealing with Issachar, where it talks about, they speak about Moses and the Exodus, right? I have that book at home. I don't know if I've ever used it on the show. Maybe when I get back, I will read a little bit from that so you can see how it's all there. But go ahead, come on.
At the end of the days, they will be lords of all the nations of the earth. One nation will come bringing many things to this land. And after we have all been provided for, these children of Israel will go forth from where they now are and reign over the whole earth as they once did. With this final flourish, Montezinos had turned his tale of the lost tribes into a bit of a propaganda for the Dutch conquest of Brazil at the same time.
So,
wait a minute.
So,
bro,
I'm going to stop there. We'll go into Manasseh ben Israel. We're not on next week.
Put out the picture that I just previewed.
I didn't even get into that Damnatio Memoriae. Brothers, don't let me lose all this stuff, because it's going to be a two-week hiatus before we come back.
Yeah.
Don't let me lose all this stuff. Let's hold on to it.
Can we clip that Google Earth?
I mean, where we could go a little more. It's only 9:30.
Let's go.
We got three more hours.
What's happening?
Maybe we could go a little more.
I did this picture real quick. So that's Quito in the red in the bottom, Ecuador.
Uh-huh.
And then the yellow is Cartagena.
Uh-huh.
And then Cuba and Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
So that's how you can – that's where – so, bro, I am blown. My mind is so blown because this whole time we're thinking this book is talking in the Americas. No. They're saying, yo, we in South America, bro.
Ruben.
He said, we Reuben in South America. He said, and Joseph.
But they knew. That's why I was saying. So this is like the 1600s.
Right.
So this is like 16. This is not too far removed where we really at one point knew who we were.
Right.
Not too long ago.
Right. And that's where I won't have time to go there. We're going to read a little more. I'm going to go just a little bit longer so I don't lose too much of the flow. I want to set up Manasseh ben Israel. We're not going to get – that's where the Damnatio Memoriae comes in. I have it up here. I was going to read about it, but we won't talk about that today. I'll save that for next show.
That's heavy. And you know what's heavy, too, is it was to the
point. And my point is that it doesn't take a lot of time to erase somebody. They say it takes roughly 100 years.
Okay.
Damn.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They were passing things down verbally at this point because we couldn't read her. So it was slowly already happening.
Yeah.
But then by the time it got to the point where now verbally we couldn't write or because that's how you pass it down generation to generation.
And they must have seen it because they were very hesitant about letting him inside of their circle because they must have seen
South America is the America. I thought the same thing, brother, but he's so excited. He meant like America, like the way the world thinks America and they think United States, but South America is the Americas. He's correct. Because you said, damn, I thought it was the Americas.
Oh. North America. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It is the Americas.
Yes.
Let's read a little more. All right. The story was received.
The story was received with enthusiasm by the Jews of Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
Above all, by Rabbi Manasseh ben Israel.
Okay, come on.
One of the most prominent and representative men among them. The Netherlands and its Jews had both come out from under the Iberian.
What
yoke.
Is the Iberian? The Spaniards,
yeah.
Okay? The Inquisition, okay? So again, I'm telling you, this is dealing with they're Israelites, right? We understand that with the Inquisition now, right? Which wasn't that long ago. Go ahead, come on.
I can't see you moved it up there.
Oh.
Thank you.
The
Iberian yoke toward the end of the last century and had embraced one another in the cause of
repudiating
it. And now that the Dutch were approaching the end of what would be called their 80 years war against Spain in a blaze of triumph, the Jewish community of Amsterdam, which had responded to the most tolerant religious climate in Europe by throwing off its Marano cover in 1596.
Right, so they were the first to rebel against Spain and the Inquisition, so a lot of the Ladinos, okay, and they were Marranos, wound up going to the Netherlands, okay? Go ahead, come on.
Was emerging as the most brilliant and influential in world Jewry.
Come on.
Manasseh ben Israel was the son of Marano.
Renato Pomerano was the Jewish that were converted, all right, by force to Christianity, but secretly kept practicing
Judaism.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, come on.
Manasseh ben Israel was the son of Marano parents who had lived in Portugal,
Spain,
then Spain, and then in the
Madeira Island,
uh-huh. where he had been born in 1604 under the Christian name of Manuel Diaz Soero.
Manuel Diaz Soero,
From there, the family moved to La Rochelle, a city not far from the Madeiras by dint of commerce as well as geography, but where the predominance of the Huguenots held out the promise of greater religious toleration.
Right. So I'm going to show you something because we're going to, in a little bit, we're going to read that they took on and get me about the name in Isaiah, and they will call themselves after that. This is why I say Manasseh ben Israel, it was kind of disputed. Was he our people? Was he not? Right. But based on what we're reading here, I'm going to say he was. They said he was born under the Christian name, like many of us, when we had different names, of Manuel Diaz Soero. All right. But keep reading.
By this time, however, it was evident that the Netherlands were the only country in northwestern Europe where one could be an openly professing Jew and still flourish. And it was to Amsterdam that the Sueros moved while Manuel was still a small child. There, the father and his two sons underwent circumcision and changed their name officially to Ben Israel.
Right.
Isaiah 44.
That's why they get Isaiah 44. But wait, no, don't read it yet. Keep reading.
Damn. A Hebrew designation so conventional as to be nearly anonymous, at least until it emerged as a virtual title for the son of who became the most famous Jew of his day.
Which is Manasseh ben Israel. Go ahead, come on.
Pursuing another convention.
When he says another convention, meaning they're applying another law, they got circumcised, they surnamed themselves Israel. Go ahead, come on.
This time biblical, the father named himself Joseph and his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh.
Damn it.
Read it.
They probably had already borne all these names in secret during Marano days.
Right, now read Isaiah 44, and I'm going to show you something.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 5. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob.
Right, so one shall say, I'm the Lord's, meaning that he said they probably were already in secret calling themselves Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh. Go ahead, come on.
And another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord.
When they moved to Amsterdam, they changed their name to Israel, Ben Israel. Go ahead, come on.
And surname himself by the name of Israel.
That's what, and they know that. They don't quote the verse in the scripture, but they understand. Yes. So when people look at you crazy when you apply that name change, the scholars know that that's something that the real Israelites would start doing in the last days.
Significant.
And it's no significant. It's no. It's not insignificant.
Right.
That he named his sons Ephraim and Manasseh,
right.
And of the day they were of note because his books focused on the lost tribes being the so-called Latinos, the indigenous that are here in Central South America and the Caribbean, as well as North America when you deal with Gad and Reuben as well.
That is crazy. God damn me.
He knew
when
it
says he would push the people together.
Right.
Damn.
Literally.
He was basically a representative of that.
Back then.
That's where we're going to stop when we read on. He talks about how he came over here and started Judaizing over here as well. And then that's why I said I want to get the book, The Hope of Israel, because he goes into it a lot about how we're to...
What he did back then is still pushing us together right now.
Right now.
By his book. By his record keeping.
Man, that thing is fire.
By him letting us know, yo, X, Y, and Z, this is what's going on.
That thing
All
is
of these little
fire.
Things, these little ripples were put in place many hundreds of years ago to get us to where we are talking about it on the show right now.
But that's like what Deacon brought out when we were reading Deuteronomy 33. The Lord literally... He knew all of everything from it say he wrote the end from the beginning, right? He knew everything that needed to take place before it even.
Man.
Just think of the lengths for this book to be here today as a resource for us.
Right.
To show that how he was moving even amongst that.
Right.
That's why you can't blanket statement and say no. That's why Bishop brought that out around the time of the Inquisition and all that stuff with the Ladinos.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, did they start to, you know, bring in Polish and Russian Jews, which are really the Khazars?
Right.
Yeah, but before that happened, the Inquisition had to happen, where they basically put most of us into hiding,
right.
And a remnant of us, because we're left few in number,
right.
Always were around to try to preach that and bring that out to the people.
That's heavy.
Yeah, bro. Damn. Yep. There's more. So Lord's will, life lasts. We won't be on next week, but when we come back, we'll go over that. Brothers, make sure you adjust the title. We'll save the woman wonderful effect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And next week we'll title it something with Ephraim, but we'll
in two weeks,
but we'll see what's up. So, you know, I pray y'all got some understanding. Y'all can take some notes off of this. All right. Make sure you support us by liking and sharing. All right. If you haven't subscribed,
we're trying to get to 27
and try to get others to subscribe. We're trying to get to 27.5.
27.5. Thank you.
27.5K. We're at 22.6, it says right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can keep bringing this stuff out. You guys want to do your housekeeping?
Shalom, Israel. We're seeking your assistance to enhance our national broadcast. Kindly spare a minute to provide feedback by answering 5 brief questions. Let it know how we did. You liked it? Did you not like it? What can we improve? All right. Scan the QR code. Also, don't forget MBD, Officer Revenge.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just put it in the chat. GetBeardGains.com. Get you 3 premium products. You get 20% off using that code MBD20.
Your
beard game up right now.
Somebody wants to see the book cover again. All right.
Put up the cover book. Then while y'all doing that, don't forget the Booster Club. All right. The Booster Club. Y'all heard the Deacon. South America is on the move.
Yeah, man. We're trying to blow this up. We're trying to follow in the footsteps of everybody that came before us, going from our biblical forefathers, and even as we're reading historically here, trying to keep the pedal to the metal,
right.
So to speak. Right. All right.
So they can get out there.
Oh, they want to see my face? They saw my face all show.
They have it up there.
Damn, $352.
Crazy.
That's if you want it in near fine condition. Damn, I have it in near fine condition, I think. That's why I don't want your greasy fingers on it.
Your taco, huh?
I make it taco.
Your taco, hey.
Right. And I use like archival ink when I underline, and only the Bible gel highlighters to make sure. because you know when you
for real?
I've learned no.
Yeah.
It only takes like a couple years that the regular pen from like a Bic, it starts to kind of bleed into the paper.
Mind doing it.
And it just gets jacked up.
Yeah.
So now when I'm doing notes that I want to really preserve, I use the Micron Pigma pens. They are it's archival ink. It's supposed to not do that.
The fine one?
Yeah, well, it's called archival because they use it for archives and stuff. Mm. Yeah, I use the 1 for underlining, and I think I use the 5 for notes, like in the notebooks that I have.
Mm-hmm. Hey, like I said, the Booster Club, IUIC.fundraising@IsraelUnite.org. Y'all see the email on the lower third right there, scrolling through the page. All right, so this, y'all heard it?
Give him the beard website and the code again.
Yes, I'm going to place the code.
Let me see, what is it?
GetBeardGains.com.
GetBeardGains.com. What's the code?
MBD20.
There it is.
When you purchase 3 premium products or more, you get 20% off.
Yes. All right, y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all stay in the spirit, okay? I won't speak to y'all live until after the opening of Passover, so I'll say happy Passover to y'all now, okay?
Happy Passover.
Y'all stay in the spirit. Stay strong, okay? And keep liking and supporting. We'll throw a replay on next week, so if people want to see something, maybe we'll look for something good to put up and see.
Something older.
Yeah, maybe something older, not like 2 months ago or 3 months ago. Like, go back.
From the archive.
Hey, this might be a good segue into
Torna
the
atrás.
Empire class that you did.
That's it. What's it say?
Torna atrás.
Damn, we lost everybody. We're going to have to show it, though.
Right.
I think that was the last one, no?
Yes, he said it was the last one.
Turno atrás.
Well, they call it torna.
Torno, torna atrás.
Yes.
Which means turn back, which means you
torna
went back.
Torna atrás, and I couldn't read it. Uh-huh. Torna atrás.
Oh, yeah, that's
torna
gonna be
atrás, right.
That's going to be lit.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I like that one too good, though. That's confusing with all
the
things.
That's
it looks
confusing.
Like algebra.
I mean, algebra. No, you got to go.
It looks, I can read it.
Right, because you have a legend for that. It's not just what it says there. The squares and the colors mean something else.
That's just torna atrás, turned back.
Right.
This is the last system casta.
Right, and that's the last casta. So if you just go to the last casta, throwback. Oh, look at that. Colonial Spanish America. Okay, yeah, let's read that real quick.
Talking back to...
Colonial Spanish America.
Damn, they don't want to say it at all, bro. Wow, look at that. But look at how they say it. But literally, torna atrás means turn back.
Yes,
turn back to what? To the original, right? To the original blood, right? So go ahead.
The term torna atrás in English, similar in meaning to throw back or harken back to.
But you see how they mess it up? Read.
What in the world?
Could also refer to the appearance of racial characteristics not visible in the parents. An example is the child of a white person and a light-skinned person of partial African.
So they made it about appearance,
wow.
But when you look at the casta sign, the pictures, the 16 pictures, it shows it shows an indigenous male with the woman that went through all the changes and letting you know that regardless of what she got, it turns back to the original.
In Spanish, Spanish is the same thing. They messed it up. So just appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. And that's not how it was taught to me in the college curriculum. Mm-hmm. So they're changing it up. They're changing it up. All right, y'all. Most High Christ bless y'all. Shalom.
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 This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay,